KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for a few surprises here on our Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits from the charts put together by Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, the folks who are involved with me on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn usually here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, but because Victoria and Jay are here but Jennifer is not, we've invited Chuck Curry, who's an important member of the cast, if you will, on the DJV program, takes care of information that we need every day on entertainment, videos, movies, but he also has lots to say. Most of us are not single-dimensional, and Chuck is one of those people who has a lot of different pieces that make him percolate, and so we invited him to join us for the countdown review, the stories and the people with comments about the top 10 items in either of those categories. So, Chuck, welcome, and we'll enjoy your input, your conversation. If you can get a word in edgewise with Jay and Victoria. And, of course, I'll have a thing or two to say about some of these things as well. So let's go through the story list as prepared by Talkers this week of the top 10 news talk issues as discussed on talk radio programs and stations all across the country. At number 10, the focus on the Olympics. It's probably useless, Victoria, to go through numbers because this is a program to be heard all across the country, all across the weekend, so the numbers will change somewhat. But suffice it to say, it seems to be a back and forth and has been through the entire Olympic period between the United States, China, and those cheating Russians, right? Would you say mm-hmm. that's
yeah.
a way of...
We've maintained our front-running position since nearly the beginning, so yeah, we've done very well.
You suppose that angers the Chinese government?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure it does, right? That's mm-hmm. we're already on their unfriendly list. So, right. Yeah.
Now, number 9, speaking of unfriendly, our relationship with China. And one of the things that we were talking about this week on the DJV program was the this medical tech company in China that is actually accused of running a child trafficking business that apparently has been going on for quite a while. So some international group has found this woman, whose name I couldn't pronounce even if I wanted to, who was out of the country making arrangements for the delivery of some children, and she was arrested. So this is the kind of stuff. Now, could this go on elsewhere? Do we ever hear stories like this coming out of the Middle East or where else?
Of course, everywhere. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. yeah, this is not exclusive to China at all.
No. Okay, number 8. The stats, if you will, regarding violence in our country, crime, who's committing the crimes, that sort of thing. This is an ongoing story and conversation, it seems to me. Number 7, the situation, another ongoing thing, the immigration problems, the border situation, et cetera. Number 6, the weather. and what's going on. It seems to have calmed down here in the Northeast where I am in terms of rain, although there still is a lot of rain in the forecast. But out in the western part of the country, Northwest especially, but Southwest has a problem. There has been this week a ban on farmers using water in the Central California Valley. So those of you who think you're going, you have no idea what this is going to do to the price of food. You know, you hear Biden and some of the other politicians, oh, the problems that we have that are based, if you will, on prices going up and whether we're going to have inflation that stays for 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years. The politicians don't want you to think about inflation because that's not good for them being reelected. But the reality is many things in our economy, and that's kind of number five, actually, the supply shortages of food. And we've been talking about chips and other things, but I was with somebody this week. We're talking about supply chain problems and how that's affecting the advertising business. Because if you don't have product, you can't sell. And that, if you can't sell advertising to sell product, then that affects the people who sell advertising, mostly the radio and the television business, that sort of thing. So the supply chain affects all of us in different ways, but it certainly is affecting business. And so anyway, that's number five. Number four, the California recall. I think from what I can gather, my friend Larry Elder is doing better and better all the time, and Newsom is doing worse in terms of his public persona. Is that an accurate? We don't have Jennifer to give us, but...
Right, and later this week, Jen gave us an update that the YouTube guy, the real estate YouTube guy, I'm blanking on his last name now, it's a weird last name, he has now jumped ahead of Larry Elder, and he kind of came out of nowhere. Yeah, so Larry has competition now.
He has a lot of money to spend, and Larry doesn't. That's probably the bottom line.
Could be.
A lot of these people are throwing their own money. And that's another thing. How do we... I've never really quite understood how the rules fit. A friend of mine is running for mayor here in Framingham, the town where I grew up and I live still, and he put, I think he borrowed $10,000 from himself or $13,000 or something like that. Apparently, you can use as much. Remember, Bloomberg used tens of millions of dollars to get elected in New York, right? Or to help him get elected anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So this, whoever this guy is, and I don't know what his name is that you're talking about, is using his money to spend, you know, it's all name recognition stuff. It's not what are your qualifications, is do I recognize your name? Like, if Dolly Parton ran for governor of Tennessee, she'd win in a heartbeat. Whether she was
landslide, unanimous.
Right, yeah, right, of course. Matthew McConaughey's going to run in Texas for governor. He'll win because everybody knows his name. People have been divorced from the civics lessons in school that taught us how to ascertain whether a person was good for office. What is Matthew McConaughey is one of the smartest people, I think, in the acting scene. He certainly is lucid and intelligent, probably well-intentioned as well. And then people say, well, what's her qualification? Well, what was Trump's qualification? I mean, what are any of these people, what are the qualifications of people that run for office? Are they supposed to? Bloomberg won because he was a good businessman, and that's what New York needed. Plus, he had common sense, which would be, that's why I wished he had won. I would much rather see him president than the guy who's there now. Anyway, we're getting off of the beaten path. Let's see here. Number three, as a focus on the January 6th investigating committee, which in my mind is a joke. Ladies, it is. It's all politics, frankly. And so what's going to come out of it at the end of the day? What comes out of all this except smoke and mirrors? Whenever there are these investigatory things, it's nothing. It's bunkum. That's one of my father's favorite expressions. Bunkum. Number two, I think this is the most interesting twisting, turning story of the week. The fate of Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York. So all of you want to... Chuck Curry is here with us. He's from New York originally, but you were. How long has it been since you lived in New York City, Chucker?
Since 1992.
All right. So how do you think New York has changed? Yeah. How has New York changed in the years since you've lived there?
I would say the demographics of a mixed culture is a little bit more different. When I was living up there in the 90s, a lot of people starting to sell their homes and move to Staten Island and then ultimately to Pennsylvania, which I found my way back in 92, which is a very long time when I think about it.
Yeah, you've been there for a while, that's for sure. So now fast forward to the governor. The Cuomos, though, have been around. When you were a kid, was Mario Cuomo in politics when you were there in the 90s? He was, wasn't he? He was mm-hmm. Cuomo was involved in the 80s even. I remember
yeah.
I was
he
working
sure was.
Yeah. So how is Andrew Cuomo and
yeah,
Chris?
What's going on now with the governor? I have somewhat mixed feelings on it because based on that investigation that came out, I believe he'll ultimately be removed if he does not resign based on some of the comments and commentary that came out in the investigation. Having said that, as a whole, when I look at the Me Too movement that has gone on in Hollywood, I think some of it is somewhat of an overreach. Some of it is certainly justified. But I think you have to have a really open mind and look at all the facts before ultimately, despite whether you like the man or dislike the man, think of yourself in the same position when you pass judgment on a person, knowing not only will he lose his governorship, which is one aspect of his life, but his reputation, his legacy, and ultimately his mental stability. I mean, those are serious accusations that have serious consequences, and I just think people should really think real hard before you lay down an ultimate hammer on an individual, because at the end of the day, we're all human beings who make mistakes, and a lot of issues when it goes down this route, not all of it is accurate. That's all I like to say.
We all live in a judgmental society. Think about it that
very
way.
Very much so.
It's very
much
judgmental.
So. And I'm not saying what he did is not wrong, because if based on what came out in that investigation, a lot of what he did is wrong, no doubt. Mm-hmm. Having said that, you don't know 100% what is accurate and what is not accurate.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. 17 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Charles Curry. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there, online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Back to our overview of what's going on News Talk Radio. Doug, with Jay and Victoria and Chuck. So number one is the COVID story. Perhaps important this week is Moderna releasing a new study on its vaccine, because much of the focus has been, let's face it, on Pfizer. Company says its vaccine is 93% effective 6 months after the second dose. So why did they, are they trying to compete? Are they trying to position themselves so that people will take, when you need the third shot, they get it from Moderna? Looks like their numbers are higher than Pfizer. Am I reading this correctly?
That is correct, yeah. According to their, now this is coming from them, I don't believe it's peer reviewed yet, but yeah, this is, that was, it's good news for people who got Moderna, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about those of us who have Pfizer?
Well, we're still in the 80-something percentile, so yeah. We're still covered. I mean, it's, yeah. It's, you know, but yeah.
Yes, 21 after the hour here on the countdown overview.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour. Time for us to check the trending items. That's the tradition on the DJV program. Jay Kirshner is the person who is our student. And the comments that are coming from people who follow us on social media, why don't you give us all the addresses, and then let's get into the meat here, Jay, shall we?
Yeah, at DJV Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And, of course, you can always find us on the website, djvshow.com.
All right. And that's, by the way, where every week we publish the talkers list. You can find it at talkers.com or at djvshow.com, the top 10 stories, top 10 people. All right, so concern about the variant. And asking people to respond to that, what are we having, what are we getting for comments, Jay?
It seems very little concern. Aaron Bramblett does have concern that's heightening. Karen Ingberg has, she is very concerned about the Delta variant. However, Sam Watson says, if you are still believing this BS, then God help you.
God help you, sir, when you end up on a ventilator.
Mike Zadra.
Yeah.
Mike Zadra has kind of a sarcastic comment. Only 45 million more deaths needed to equal 1918 H1N1. Doesn't even seem like COVID is trying.
I think that's a worldwide number. What is the worldwide number of people who have died in this whole thing over the past year and a half or so of the various variants? It's what? Well, we don't know. The stories that leak out of China suggest that there are 4 or 5 million people who have died there. But elsewhere, is that a number that's equaled around the world? I think it looks like 12, 14 million maybe have died. Does that sound like a number? Listen to us talking like we were buying shoes. Anyway, go ahead, Jay.
What I just Googled is about 4.2 million deaths.
Nah. Well, it maybe was been reported, but I've said that what happened in America is there was a bounty offered by the government of $200,000 for everybody that died in your hospital of COVID. That's what they were paying the hospital. So there were a lot of fudgy numbers. Whether is it 600 people who have died or 300? You know what? What difference does it make? All these numbers, the focus on who numbers and why and all that stuff. The important thing is to try to keep yourself from getting sick, isn't it? Isn't that the real discussion?
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it is all bunkum. I use that word twice today. Oof. Okay, let's see. But yes, please, Chucker.
Okay. Now, for people who say that COVID or these variants is basically like the flu and it is what it is, let me just say I know a young girl who's 23 years old who's a nurse. She did not get vaccinated because she just is anti-vax. Now, she just got COVID about 10 days ago. And with the flu, you don't lose your taste or smell and your ability to taste. She cannot taste. She cannot smell for 10 days, and it's ongoing. Now, if that is not scary, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, to me, people could say wind up on a ventilator, and that might be an overreaction for 99% of the people or the populace who wind up getting COVID. But who wants to lose their ability to taste and ability to smell and have it be 10 days and not know when it's coming back?
But not the other side of that is.
And Chuck is right, and sometimes it's months, and some people have never recovered it. So you're right,
but
that's
absolutely
terrifying.
The next step on that is what else is it doing to your body that you can't detect? You can detect that stuff, but what else is going on with you that you can't detect?
Well, and there's also that long-form COVID symptoms with severe tinnitus where people are not just having ringing in the ears, but it's so loud it's almost like an airplane taking off right next to them.
Yeah, lovely. Okay.
Let me just play the other side real quick. I just read an article by Andrew Sullivan, who's a columnist, and he was petrified of COVID. He's been vaccinated, and he had a breakthrough case, which was not serious. But he did say, in his opinion, and he feels strongly, and I agree with this, in a free and open society, okay, with the availability of a vaccine, I do believe that the message should be get vaccinated, not mask, but get vaccinated, because that's the ability to prevent you from serious illness. So get vaccinated.
So there's a point. Lots of points of view here. That's what the Talk Radio Countdown show is all about. 28 past the hour.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The Biden administration has stated that it would be sending, quote, strike force teams to private residences in order to question households on their vaccination status, as well as offer vaccinations. To be informed about your rights, visit pji.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are back on the Talk Radio Review for the first week, the charts that we're discussing from Talkers Magazine for the week of August 2nd to the 6th. Here with my colleagues is Chuck Curry, who is actually a colleague. He's been working with me for 27, 8, 9, I don't know how many. You look back at the history of when you first went on the air. You must be almost 30 years. We have this program, or the original program, and it's what it's morphed into in terms of syndicated morning programs that's heard not only in the morning but around different times of the day on a lot of different radio stations all around the country. But basically, essentially, it is done in the morning. And Chuck first started getting up with me 1992, 91, somewhere in there, right? Isn't that how far? Late 92. Okay. There you go. Pretty much as long as Michael Harrison has been doing the countdown with me. All right, so Chuck has had an important part in the DJV program. We decided we'd invite him in this week because he always has some expressions of concern, and he's articulate, so why not have his thoughts along with yours? You can certainly add your thoughts in on any of our social media. Jay's monitoring that. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer's off this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's go through the people list. Now, we've been through the story list. The people list, as we know, always kind of ties in or wraps in to what's going on with the stories. At number 10, Simone Biles. We all have something to say about her. So you want to come up with a word or a phrase, Victoria, that you would use to describe Simone Biles?
I think that she has shown so much bravery and dignity and ability. She's just had an incredible week, and, you know, it was rough for her. There were a lot of people who came after her and, you know, and called her all kinds of names, but she's a goat. So I think she's phenomenal, and to end her Olympic career and probably her gymnastics career with a bronze medal.
24.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful to talk about the end of a career at 24?
I mean, it might not be. It might not be, but I would
just... out of shape.
But she's had an incredible week, so...
So these, as an ancillary story, these two Belarusian coaches have been booted by the International Olympic Committee from the Olympic Village. Remember the story from earlier this week about this sprinter whose name we couldn't pronounce? Mm-hmm. Who was sent back home because she was complaining about how bad these guys were in the first place. And that got a lot of attention. I was sort of surprised because not many people pay much attention to anything going on in Belarus. But it kind of just shows you what the attention that's focused. And I think it's good because, again, I go back to what I just said. Who knows anything about Belarus other than it's one of the former Soviet republics? Do you know anything about Belarus, Victoria? Mm-mm.
No, nobody does.
So they got what they deserved, it looks like. Okay, number nine, getting what he deserves, hopefully, is being thrown out of office. That's my spin on it. Gavin Newsom is number nine. We were talking about the fellow. Did you find his name, Victoria? Who's?
I did, and then I don't have it now in front of me. It's Piff. Go back to go on to somebody else.
Well, Larry Elder is a radio talk host, and I've known him. I've told the story about him and I working together. We started at the same time at KBC in Los Angeles in 1993. He's had a stellar career. He's a good, very thoughtful, smart guy, and he's got a very good chance. But this fellow has come along.
Kevin Pathrath is his name.
Pathrath.
Yeah, he's a real estate developer, and he is a kind of a YouTube star. He talks about, does a lot of YouTube videos about real estate. So he has come out of nowhere, really, and has really now
seems to be a contender. Yeah, I didn't know his name before this week. Yeah. Yep. I thought I was a contender. I could have been a contender. Marlon Brando, you know the name of that movie? None of you do. Jocker, you're the movie guy. Yes, right, on the waterfront. Thank you. All right, let's go to number eight. The name from the people list, Rand Paul. Back and forth with Dr. Fauci, who's also on the list this week, as usual. The ladies here, well, I don't know, Jay, if I know where you stand, what you think about Rand Paul. I know what Victoria thinks about him. What do you think about Rand Paul? He's from kind of down in your neck of the woods.
Yeah. Nah. Is that enough?
Bumpity bump boom. What do you think of Rand Paul?
I think he's an interesting mind, and I wish both of them, Fauci and Paul, would have some sort of common ground on their opinion, because I think they both have something to say that has validity, but I think they're both way too far apart. And if they just came to the center and had an understanding of each one's opinion, I think the general discourse would be a lot better for it.
Well, it'd be nice if it wasn't an opinion, but in fact, fact. And we get this back and forth with Fauci, who seems to change his mind about a lot of things. Now, granted, there's a lot of new research. Science always is disproving itself, that sort of thing. But he's become a lightning rod for claims of misinformation. And when he was with Rand Paul at those government hearings, the two of them went back and forth with each other. Rand Paul is on the conservative. I would guess he doesn't wear a mask. Has he had his shots? Does anybody know whether Rand Paul has had vaccines or not?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah. I'd like to know whether he had a shot or not. But in general, Rand Paul represents a point of view that ought to be heard. One of the problems we have in our country is that there are both sides shouting down the other side, saying they shouldn't be heard. And if we really are believers in freedom of speech, we need to be hearing from all these people because they make us think, if nothing else. I happen to think Rand Paul is a very interesting guy. A lot of the things that he comes up with, I agree with, and that's just where my head is. I don't know, frankly. I find myself oftentimes in a place where nobody else is, and I guess I enjoy that too. And that may be one of the things that I like about Rand Paul, because he's usually
Well, I would agree. I think Rand Paul represents, in some ways, a lot of people's frustration with the ongoingness of this issue. Now, having said that, the issue is real. Certain things we cannot control, and we have to accept whether we like it or not. But having said that, in a capitalistic society where people have to get up in the morning and go to work and make a living, it's very frustrating with the thought of the Fauci message of the possibility that we get shut down again. I think that's a pill that most
nobody's
people
simply
cannot swallow.
No,
so,
not going to happen.
But they both have good – listen, Fauci has science, and I respect that 100%. Rand Paul has a frustration message that I also understand. So if they just came to the center with their thought process, I would respect that a lot more.
I traveled this week to Florida. Number 7 on the people list is Ron DeSantis and what's going on in Florida. I found things to be kind of cool, calm, and matter of fact when I was in both Palm Beach and Boca Raton the other day. But I am aware of, I saw in the airport, and I picked it up because I had a little extra time. I usually am pretty tight on time when I run through an airport, but I had a few minutes to pick up a book that was written by somebody named Carol Roth. I don't know who she is, but her philosophy is that big government used the pandemic to basically consolidate its power and crush these small businessmen. I can tell you that's what's happening in agriculture. I know that for a fact. Many of you know that I do a radio program called The American Family Farmer. It's a podcast as well at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com about food, farm, and family, because I am a small American farmer as well. My heightened interest in these things gets surfaced. Fortunately, I have a little pulpit on a couple of radio programs that at least allow some people to hear what I'm thinking. But this lady writes in this book about how many small American businesses went out of business belly up last year, and the bureaucrats say that it's COVID, but they've allowed a lot of things, and you don't have to look no further than what has happened in China. In essence, we've exported capitalism in part there, and then we've been, the big businesses have gotten bigger because they got things made cheaper in China, and this the theory here is that they've crushed the backbone of a lot of small American businesses. Who agrees or disagrees with that, Jay? No, Jay apparently fell off. I hope she's okay. Victoria, thoughts on that? We've the war on small business, basically, is that's the name of the book, by the way. Go ahead.
I haven't read the book, so I don't
know. No, it's not, but it's the theory behind it, whether or not...
That the government planned all this to kill small business?
No, that's not what I said. It's the plan. But it is the result of, it was an opportunity to take on, to allow. We've all talked about this over the years. Big business gets involved in government. They send in their officers to do duty. They go to the FDA. The drug companies send people in. They apply for jobs. They get them. They change the rules. They change the regulations. And then they go back to their companies. We've seen that happen with Monsanto. We've seen it happen at the EPA. We've seen it at the FDA. We've seen it. Most of the government agencies have people that come from the businesses that they regulate. They go to work in the government. They change things that are to their benefit, and then they go back to work in their old companies. You see this time after time after time. And that's basically what this woman's theory is in the book, that a handful of big businesses and a handful of unions have taken control. But we see the unions and what they've done, certainly in public education, the public sector. And so this is, and I don't think it has to do with a political party, frankly. It has more to do with, Tucker?
I would say that the end result, obviously, is that big business has benefited massively from COVID. Amazon would be the greatest example. But I also feel, I'm very skeptical when people throw out the word they. Who is they and how would they orchestrate something like this? I do believe that the one industry that has been crushed which I think big business has really no interest in crushing, would be the restaurant industry. I don't think there's any real benefit to crush the restaurant industry. And they have been the number one victim of COVID. So I'm very skeptical when people throw out the word they. I don't think there's been any orchestration of this, as she applies.
They
in that
say.
But the end result is the end result.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like restaurants were thriving. Bars more so, maybe not so much, but restaurants, at least in Nashville, they offered more takeout options. I mean, restaurants that never even offered takeout for certain things were offering takeout. And
it helped to bury their business.
Living off of this, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Amazon, they have delayed a return to the office until January, but they are not requiring vaccinations. Does that surprise any of you? Amazon is everywhere. You can't go up and down a street without seeing an Amazon truck. You can't go on the highway without seeing trailer trucks with Amazon.
Well, the warehouses, the people who work in the warehouses have been there all along, and they're still going to be there. But this is for anybody who has, you know, an office job with Amazon. They're pushing it back to January because they know they're, you know, where their locations are, they're hot spots right now for the virus. So. Yeah. I think a lot of other companies, like in New York, my husband's company is talking about this again. A lot of our friends who commute from Jersey into New York City, everything's up in the air. It all depends on this variant and when we need booster shots.
From Talkers Magazine, these are the top 10 stories this week, which you will hear discussed on our Talk Radio Countdown show. 10, the Olympics and the results. Number 9, our relationship with China and the latest wrinkles as to land being bought in America near a U.S. Air Force base. Number 8, crime, violence, police, all those things wrapped together in conversation. Number 7, same sort of thing, immigration problems on the border. Number 6, the harsh weather, dryness. That seems to be something that continues to occupy our time and our headspace. Number 5, the economy and inflation. Number 4, Donald Trump's issues. Number 3, the committee to study January 6th and what nonsense that is. Andrew Cuomo and his problems, number 2, and the problems we're all having with COVID and vaccines. Those are the stories. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen. One final comment from each of our participants after this.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Now, the list of people every week on the countdown, I like to do this officially because sometimes we get off. We're not going in order. There are all kinds of reasons for us wanting to know exactly what the lists are. So here we go. The people list, top 10. Simone Biles, for obvious reasons, at number 10. Gavin Newsom, another one, obvious reasons at number 9. Rand Paul, the senator, is number 8. Ron DeSantis, the governor, is number 7. Kevin McCarthy, the congressman, is number 6. Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, is number 5. Donald Trump, the ex-president, is number 4. Tony Fauci, who is, how do we describe him? He's indescribably delicious. Maybe we'll leave it at that. He's number 3 on the list of people. Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, and his brother, actually, and the father, the whole Cuomo family. But Andrew is getting all the attention, so he's at number 2. And Joe Biden, our president, the president, some people say, he's not my president. Well, he is the president of the country, and he's number 1 on this people list from Talkers Magazine. All right, well, we only have a few seconds here. I appreciate your being here, Chucker. Thank you very much. And to Jay Kirshner and to Victoria Keelan, a big help here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review. Check out our lists at djvshow.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. It's time now for us to get an overview of the top tech stories of this past week, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan. So Doug Steffen does the announcer role here. At number 5, there's a Rickroll.
Yep.
There's a Rickroll in everybody's life. Okay, so take it away, Victoria.
So the official video for Rick Astley's 1987 hit, Never Gonna Give You Up, which it will stick in your head all day, yep, that has surpassed 1 billion plays on YouTube. The song became a lasting part of internet culture thanks to the Rickroll meme, and it has reached impressive milestones this week. So Rick Astley took to the video's comment section to share his gratitude. He said, it's amazing, crazy, and wonderful. He said, the world is a wonderful and beautiful place. I'm very lucky. So since the Rickroll thing, well, it's really big on April Fool's Day. That video alone gets like over 2 million hits just on April Fool's Day. So good for Rick Astley. And he actually celebrated joining the Billion Plays Club by releasing a limited, it's already sold out. It's a limited run of 7-inch blue vinyl pressing of the song. And so that's how much people want it. It was sold out immediately. So good for Rick Astley.
Number 4, there's a Zoom in your future.
Well, if you ever used Zoom, which all of us have during the pandemic, then you are familiar with Zoom bombings. And Zoom bombings happen when people would hack into a meeting and, you know, throw up some porn or whatever it would be to disrupt whatever the meeting was. So Zoom, in the beginning of the pandemic, was not prepared for the onslaught of use that they ended up getting. And so their security was really light, and that's how people were able to break in. They did some improvements along the way. However, it was not enough because a class action lawsuit against them, they lost in the case. And so now if you have used Zoom any time between March 30th of 2016 to the present day, you can actually get $25 if you have your own account. Or if you're just a user of Zoom, you can get $15. So that's all part of the third-party negotiations that they've been doing. So yeah, everyone's right. Entitled.
Number three, some updates from HBO Max.
HBO Max had a big week. Warner Media, which owns HBO Max, announced that the app is now available on LG smart TVs. They can be the app can be downloaded from the LG Channel Store. And then they also note that this is right in time for the premiere this week of The Suicide Squad, which is available on HBO Max free of charge if you already have it, and that'll be there for 31 days. And so they're also offering free episodes to potential new subscribers, and they also have a new podcast platform they've announced. So they've got a lot of stuff going on.
Number two, Verizon.
So Verizon has introduced new mobile hotspot plans, and they have four options to choose from, starting with 15 gigs for $20 per month, all the way up to 150 gigs for $80 a month. They offer standalone and unlimited plan add-ons, and so if you're in an RV, if you're traveling this summer, if you're in some rural area, this is actually a great way to save a lot of money. And so all you have to do is just contact Verizon and pick which plan is best for you. The Essential and Plus plans are available to Verizon customers, while the Pro and Premium plans can be added either to an unlimited plan or purchased as a standalone product if you have a different carrier. So it's a pretty good deal.
Number one this week, this is a biggie, Facebook.
Facebook is just, I don't know, they just seem to keep stepping in their own way. Mm-hmm. Facebook has banned the personal accounts of academics who have researched ad transparency and the spread of misinformation on Facebook. These are not, they closed down not only, I mean, everyone who, you know, supports Trump complains, oh, Trump's been disabled. Well, this is happening to a lot of people. And so all of these academics, their personal pages, which may have never posted anything about Facebook or transparency with ads or anything, those are all disabled now, too. The group obviously is saying that Facebook is trying to prevent them from exposing more issues that Facebook has. Now, because of this research, this is from NYU Ad Observatory. It's a group that has basically been founded to examine the origin and spread of political ads on Facebook, like who pays for the ads, and they track how far the reach is, things like that. Through their work, they actually have identified a lot of issues that Facebook has. So I'm not surprised that Facebook is fighting back so hard at them and disabling their accounts. But, you know, I mean, who pays for certain political ads, Russia, China, Iran, they've uncovered those links. How far-right misinformation is much more engaging than misinformation from the center or the left. They've done a lot of research on how far, like the crazier to the right, the more it spreads. So there's a lot of important work that they're doing, but yeah, Facebook dumping them off the platform really is a bad look.
I wonder what their approach is to a lot of the postings in China. Something to think about. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
how can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, 12 packs of True Red ballpoint pens are just 97 cents, and binders are only $1.88 each. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. And
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. The Dixie Fire, which started on July 14th, has now grown to become the largest single wildfire in California history.
This was 21% contained Sunday morning, according to Cal Fire, and had grown to more than 463,000 acres. Dixie Fire Public Information Officer Ryan Bain says they're playing catch-up, and it's very hard to get out in front of the fire because it's fueled by strong winds and bone-dry vegetation.
Our fuels are 99% receptive in the afternoon. That means out of 100 embers that are cast up into the air, 99 out of 100 of them will likely start a fire.
The Dixie Fire has destroyed at least 589 structures, damaged another 38, and forced tens of thousands of evacuations since it began, according to officials. I'm Julie Walker.
Senators hoisted the trillion-dollar bipartisan infrastructure package over another hurdle late Sunday. They voted 68 to 29. That pushes it a little closer passage, despite a few holdouts. Final votes, though, could drag into early Tuesday. As a single GOP senator, Tennessee's Bill Hagerty is refusing to relent on the mandatory debate time. Federal workers are being required now to sign forms attesting that, yes, they have been vaccinated against the coronavirus.
Under the newly unveiled policy, federal employees won't be following the honor system about their vaccination status, but they will instead be required to acknowledge that making a knowing and willful false statement on the form can be punished by fine or imprisonment or both. The White House is also requiring guests and journalists to sign forms attesting that they too have had their COVID-19 shots. Greg Clugston, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says people are rushing to get a third coronavirus vaccine as Israel sees a surge in the Delta variant.
The Prime Minister pointed out that over 420,000 Israelis over 60 took a third booster shot. However, Bennett says they're not out of the woods yet, noting it's a great achievement, but we have to increase the pace even more. Israel is seeing a rising number of people hospitalized with COVID-19, almost all of them infected with the highly contagious Delta variant. The government has reinstated its mask mandate for indoor settings and is considering introducing more restrictions. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tropical storm Kevin gaining force in the eastern Pacific. Forecasters say it's likely to reach hurricane status while remaining far off Mexico's coast. So right now it's centered more than 450 miles south of the southern tip of the Baja California Peninsula. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. She is not well known, but that could soon change.
As New York's Lieutenant Governor, Kathy Hochul has spent several years working in anonymity. Now, with Andrew Cuomo facing possible impeachment over those harassment allegations, her next stop may be the state capitol. Hochul would become the state's first female governor if Cuomo is removed from office. 62-year-old Hochul is a veteran politician who served briefly in Congress. Jason Walker reporting.
At least 8 GOP-controlled states have passed bans on donations to election offices this year as Republicans try to block outside funding of voting operations. The legislation comes as part of packages that are putting new limits on how voters can cast ballots and in other election laws. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Boys and girls, here is Michael Harrison along with me, Doug Steffen, to review the hot hits in talk radio. The charts on Talkers Magazine at talkers.com are for the week of August 2nd to the 6th, the first full week of August, as we know. A lot of things going on, Michael, here as usual. Go through the story list and the people list, if you would, so that we can pick and choose some things that will gravitate into the minds of our listeners. How's that for being exciting?
Gravitate into the minds of our listeners. It sounds like something from advanced physics, you know, gravitational gravitational waves.
I assure you, there's nothing in my life that had anything ever to do with advanced physics. I might be interested in the law of physics and things, but when it came to physics and me in high school,
Yeah, well, it could get complicated. Yes. Speaking of physics, how's my connection to you? We're broadcasting from a remote location. So.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, we know it's you, and we've got you. We can hear you fine. So
Excellent.
If you will, help yourself.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here are the charts from Talkers this past week. And the Olympics and social media scrutiny tie at number 10. At number 9, U.S.-China relations tied with Middle East tensions. At number 8, crime and violence tied with police reform. At number 7, the southern border crisis tied with immigration reform. At number 6, harsh weather and climate change. And there's a lot of wildfires still going on in California. Big problem. Yeah. At number 5, the economy that's tied with supply shortages, inflation, and the infrastructure bill, which is about to go to its first vote after lots of, arguing. At number 4, Donald Trump's legal issues tied with the special elections that took place in Ohio and Texas, the Congress. And the California recall is now gaining steam as a subject of discussion. At number 3, we have the January 6th committee. We have voting legislation and race relations all bundled up in the number 3 spot. At number 2 this week, gigantic conversation surrounding Andrew Cuomo facing heat. And at number 1, of course, the COVID-19 Delta variant, vaccine hesitancy, masks, mandates, and mayhem.
Hey, I like that. The three M's.
That's right. Masks, mandates. Mayhem. Which do you like better? Which do you like better? Masks, mandates, and mayhem, or masks, mandates, and madness? Which do you prefer, madness or mayhem?
I think mayhem is better. Madness creates something in your mind that applies to other things. Yeah, mayhem is what this is all about.
Okay. And consider yourself an editor now. This is great.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I took a quick day trip down to Florida this week because I had some business to take care of. And one of the things that became obvious to me is that the news media and its reporting on what's going on in Florida and the reality, at least, of what I was on the west, on the, sorry, the east side, Palm Beach and down in Boca Raton. I didn't see the kind of, like, uproar that the news media is portraying. Did I see a lot of people wearing masks? Yep. Did I people in the airport and on the planes do what they're asked to do? Yes. I think there's we have become almost addicted, Michael, to, and maybe this is partially because of some of the talk radio hosts and programs, we've become addicted to looking for the next ooh-ooh or ah-ah, the next gotcha story when it comes to COVID. And DeSantis, who's on your list, the people list, number 7 this week, I don't know much about him, frankly. You spend more time in Florida than I do. I don't have an opinion on him one way or another. I know he has aspirations. He wants to run for president. He's getting a lot of attention because of the freedom to come and go, it would seem, in Florida. Yet the other side of it is the people who are his political opponents say, look, see what a mess it is in Florida. Look at all the people who are going to the hospital. Look at the people who are dying. Florida's a mess. So how do we really know what's real? I'll tell you my experience. I didn't see any big to-do at all down there. Now, granted, I didn't go to the hospital, but people were being respectful, and they were wearing masks, and it wasn't this, you know, some people think that the Floridians are running around giving everybody an up yours because some people think it's smart to wear a mask. So,
you're talking about the subjectivity of all of this. And, you know, what is one's experience? What does one see in one's circle of vision? Mm-hmm. You know, it's very hard to see the broad vista of an entire state. Numbers are very, very subjective. It all depends on, you know, how you want to focus on them. And also it depends on whether or not it's, impacting you personally. Mm-hmm. If you have a bunch of relatives or friends that are dying of COVID, suddenly it appears very different than, you know, seeing people behaving politely at an airport or in public, whether they wear masks.
Well, I think
the world is so big, you know. Yeah. It's so big. Yeah, go ahead.
Part of the discussion this week has been how difficult it is in airports and more on airplanes, people losing it, they're drinking too much, they won't put on a mask, getting duct taped to seats, you know, stuff like that. And those are individual experiences that all are part of this, the vaccine hesitancy, mask mandates, and again, what is number one this week on our story list at talkers.com. But I think that we have overplayed our hand here. And people say, well, we overtell the story so that people will be safe, so you'll scare people into getting a vaccine. Is that what's going on here, you think?
Well, to a certain degree it is, but then the question is, should people be scared into getting a vaccine? You know, a death is a death. You know, mm-hmm. When we have 600,000, 700,000 deaths, we can't diminish that just
do
because
we really?
We're not seeing people.
Do we really?
Well, do we really have anything?
Well,
you have to have a certain amount of confidence in.
I don't have confidence in when somebody in my family who's a medical professional tells me that the federal government was paying hospitals a $2,000 bounty for everybody who died of COVID, and the numbers were then inflated to reflect people who died actually of pneumonia or heart disease or something else, and they just happened to have COVID, but that didn't really finish them off. That gives me cause to wonder, frankly.
Well, one should always wonder and one should always question. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. However, to suddenly talk along the lines of how do we know this exists and how do we know it's not an across-the-board scam, I think that's kind of
I'm not
alarmist.
Suggesting it's a scam. I'm just suggesting
well, you just did suggest it's a scam.
The numbers are there's a scam-a-side effect to the numbers, mm-hmm. if you will. That was my point. Not that
yeah, the point
have
the point is you'll always find in any situation companies, hospitals, people, individuals using the situation to fudge the numbers so that they could benefit by whatever mm-hmm. benefit there is to be gained. I'm sure during World War II, which we consider to be a just war, that we had to go to war, that was a real threat. I'm sure there were arms manufacturers and companies and people involved who were profiting by it. It doesn't mean that it still was not a reliable or a reasonable cause. So we got to be careful when we're talking about COVID, you know. And it has to do also with how we prioritize crises and tragedies. I mean, we make one thing a major issue and another thing not. You know, smoking killed millions of people. Yeah. An airplane goes down and 200 people die, and that becomes headlines, and everybody gets freaked right. out for days and weeks. And yet we say, well, it's only 1% of the population is dying, or blah, 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 but we diminish it because you can make numbers show almost anything you want. What yeah. is it that's going to get our attention? What is it that's going to create alarm? That's a fascinating topic. It's part of the idiosyncrasies, if there's such a word, the idiosyncrasies of the human condition. I know we got to take a break and after the
it's
people
tying it
right
all together. It's tying it all together. Many more people, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times many people died this year of heart disease and cancer as died from the flu. But yet that's been going on. 'Twas ever thus, if you will, and therefore it's not a big headline. Yeah, you make a great point. 16 past the hour. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. My reminder now, for those of you who are, if you're worried about being healthy and safe and you're overweight, then perhaps you'll want to pay attention to a 60-second plug, if you will, because that's kind of what this is, a paid plug for Calitrin. But putting it that way sounds a little bit coarse, but yeah, that's really what it is. I'm paid to tell the story about Calitrin and how it works. But you know what? I don't really have to do much work here. Because if you go to their website, toploss.com, you can see the stories of thousands of people who have gotten onto the use of this product and have been successful not only in losing weight safely, sanely, but they've also kept it off. That's what makes more of an impact for me anyway, more of an impression, and gives the product more value. And by the way, the capsule comes in capsule form or liquid form. Take it at night before you go to bed. If you have any questions at all about my references to the information, what you should do is go to the Top Loss website and connect with one of their – they have personal consultants that will help you understand how this works and see if it's right for you. Try it out. I think you're going to be very happy with the results. Take your time. You've got to be patient. Special huge sale this weekend. The package offers $30 taken right off the top of anything you buy. Plus 2 free months. They have an easy payment plan, no extra charges for things. If you're ready to get started, go to the website, toploss.com, and order Calitrin. Use the DJV code for all these special deals and for free shipping. Calitrin, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat...
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead, be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-932-2942. 800-932-2942. 800-932-2942. That's 800-932-2942.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now we continue with our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. We've gone through the stories, at least the list, and some commentary on some of the things that are in there, which is what Michael and I want to do when we get together each week. We have not gone through the people list, so Michael, please do the honors.
Okay, here we have the people. At number 10, we have the continuing saga of Simone Biles at the Olympics. Gavin Newsom in California at 9, Rand Paul at 8, Ron DeSantis, the aforementioned governor of Florida, at 7, Kevin McCarthy, the head of the Democrats and the Republicans, rather, in Congress, at number 6, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, at 5, Donald Trump, the kingmaker and wild card in American politics, at number 4, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Rochelle Walensky tied at number three. Andrew Cuomo back at the top at number two. And Joe Biden as president is number one. And that's the way the people chart is.
What do you make of the people who are tying in? I was remember when I first got started, I did some time, and it sounds like I was in jail, but WMCA in New York had just changed to talk. And I did
it was like being in jail.
It was an interesting experience doing that. You know, I was a flyboy for about 8 months. I did evenings on WHDH in Boston, and I did afternoons at WMCA in New York, and I'd fly back and forth. And
if I could just jump in for a second, isn't that a sign of the times that disc jockeys that worked in two adjacent cities would have to fly between the cities,
right,
or talk show hosts to do the shows? Now you just go into the other room in your house.
Right, exactly. You got all the equipment's right there. Yes.
Right.
Anyway, I remembered when I was on WMCA having Mario Cuomo on and thinking what a, I don't know if stoic was that he was. And it was like he was a god. We came into the station, the general manager, the owner was the general manager because it had just been sold, the Strauss family. Remember them?
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
Legend.
So Jeannie Strauss was the program director, and she brought him in, and she wanted to kiss his ring. He was that powerful a figure. And so I had it was like I didn't need to be in the room. I remember
that. Do you remember we had him as a speaker at one of our early, early, early talk radio conventions?
Yes.
And I remember sitting next to him on the dais.
Yeah.
And he was the Pope. Yeah. You know, he was considered.
How do people get to that? Do they assume it? Do they become it? How do people become that untouchable? That's really what the Cuomo.
Well, he was untouchable for a while. He also lost a re-election for his fourth bid by a little-known state legislator named George Pataki. So nobody is ultimately untouchable, and he never did get his fourth term. Just like his son Andrew is not going to get a fourth term. But for the sake of argument, it's an interesting question you ask. How does somebody become untouchable? The same way earlier you were talking about the role of the media in exaggerating things. We live in a situation being human beings where we're constantly hyping and promoting each other on stuff. Everything is the biggest. Everything is the greatest. Everything is, and it happens with figures. The greatest politician, you know, the team of destiny. It's a fascinating process, and definitely Mario Cuomo was the beneficiary of that back in the early 90s.
I snicker at stuff like that. Am I too much of a cynic? Maybe that's what makes me reasonably good at doing what I do here on the radio, because I don't take what anybody says at face value. I would apply that. Number eight on our people list this week is Rand Paul. Number three is Dr. Fauci. What do they say? Rand Paul and Fauci were trying, they were sparring with each other and have over the past couple of weeks. Rand Paul, a lot of things he thinks and says, I happen to agree with, frankly. But I think he also goes off the deep end sometimes. But, you know, then there's Fauci, who we've made into someone kind of like a demagogue like the Cuomos are. So we ought to talk about that and what's been created here as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there, online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code D.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is R.C. from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time. Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
After the hour to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. So we've been through the people list. We've been through the story list. I had suggested to you an equivalency between Rand Paul as somebody making postures and Dr. Fauci. Is he a posture-er?
No, I don't think so. I think Fauci is just himself. I think he's... he's not posing. I think he's just being what he is. He's been this way for so many years.
But who even knew that he existed before? Had you ever heard of him before all this got started?
Vaguely, if at all. Yeah. You know, his name came up when we were talking about SARS, and you know,
Okay. Yeah. 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 So, what do you make of? I heard this conversation. I was listening to a sports talk show in Florida yesterday, and the vaccinations and COVID and the variants come up in every aspect of our lives, right? It's been a big. There've been a lot of people talking about it.
It's been the defining force in our lives for 2 years now.
Yeah.
You know, this is an era. This is like what life was like during World War II or any major. I mean, imagine life. World War II went on for 4 years.
Yeah.
This thing is 2 years, and it may go on forever. I mean, we may have to live with COVID for years to come. We're dealing with that possibility.
Yeah, we have flus, and it's basically nothing more than a flu. It's a different variant of a flu. It fits the definition of a flu. Do you remember flus when you were a kid? Were there flus?
I remember flus. I don't remember a flu killing 600,000-700,000 Americans.
No. Uh-uh.
But then again, but you brought up earlier that we don't know if that's true. See, I believe it is true. You're not sure. But that's good, honest discussion.
Yeah,
I'm not sure either. But I tend to go along with conventional wisdom, keeping a watchful eye and an educated amount of skepticism. But I don't go around alarmist or paranoid that everything is a lie. Because if you do that, you just can't function anymore.
No, you get outsourced. Your brain gets outsourced. Yeah, who needs that?
Exactly. So I don't consider coronavirus called COVID-19, you know, a novel coronavirus, meaning a new form of a coronavirus. I don't consider that to be just a flu. I think this is something that is a once in a century event.
And, right. I didn't mean to minimize it by saying it was just a. If I did say that, that wasn't accurate on my part. It certainly is much more. It's much more important than that.
You could say a shark and a goldfish. You know, a shark is just a fish, but it's not. So
I see, a dinosaur.
COVID. No, what I'm saying is they're both fish, but one's dangerous and one's less dangerous. Coronavirus is technically somehow in the same family as flus, but this thing is a lot more contagious, and the consequences of contracting it are far more deadly. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, right. Okay, so then let's play it out, if you'll pardon the pun, and come up with this sports radio talk show that I was made reference to was focused on a quarterback named Kirk Cousins, who said, you know, they're all scrimmaging now. They're getting ready to play. I think, don't they start this weekend with some of the exhibition games, if I'm not mistaken? They've been in camp training for a couple of weeks.
Yes, the training camps have begun, yeah.
Yeah, right. So anyway, this guy, Cousins, said he will not get the vaccine, but his team has said he must get the vaccine, or the NFL. I'm forgetting whether the teams or the NFL is saying you gotta get the vaccine. A lot of players saying no. So what this guy said he's going to do is surround himself with plexiglass in the quarterback room as they prepare. That team, apparently the Minnesota team, has the lowest vaccination rate of any of the NFL teams. But I was thinking about that, and I wish I had a camera. Yesterday when I was getting on the plane, there was a gentleman who had a white, it wasn't a camouflage suit, but from head to toe, his head, his body, his shoes, everything were the sort of a lab coat or covering for his entire body. His face was wrapped up in a plastic, you know, one of those big plastic protection headset things.
So he was like a hazmat suit.
A creature. Yeah, it was kind of like a hazmat. He looked like a creature from outer space. And people were looking at him. But is that carrying it too far? He obviously was comfortable in doing that. But he was very awkward because he couldn't really move well and he kept dropping things. And, you know, had a hard time getting on the plane and finding his way to his seat. But what do you feel when you sit next to somebody like that or even see somebody like that? Does that make you more worried that, you know, this thing that, well, I don't know, some people take it more seriously than others, perhaps on either end of it. But so anyway, I've thrown a couple of things at you. What do you think?
Well, does it make me more worried? No, it makes me more comfortable sitting next to somebody wrapped in cellophane than somebody who's naked. I mean, but I just find it to be a social phenomenon. I, you know, there are people that react to all kinds of things. You know, it wasn't that long ago, before COVID-19, you'd occasionally see people in public wearing a mask because mm-hmm. they might have some type of a communicable disease or fearful that they'll pick one up. You may have noticed over the years, you're an international person, that it was common to see in Japan and China people wearing masks in the street, something that seemed peculiar. Do you remember that before the coronavirus? That for years that you'd see in some of the Asian nations, they wear masks in urban areas because of communicable diseases. It seemed weird. Now it's debatable, but it doesn't seem weird. You see somebody with a mask, we're used to it now. We may have opinions about it, but it's not like, oh, my God, the person's wearing a mask. I wonder what they have. I don't want to go near them. People would, you know, be that way. So it's all a matter of what you're used to. But my personal feeling is like yours. Go, oh, God, look at the guy with the hazmat suit on an airplane. What a nutcase, mm-hmm. you know. But there are people like that, you know.
Yeah, speaking of nutcases, I'm about to do a MyPillow commercial. And see? And I'm reminded of what Mike Lindell, who's the CEO of MyPillow, he apparently was interviewed on CNN, and things got kind of heated. And
yeah, I watched that. I saw it.
You did. Okay, so what did you take away from that?
I think that Mike Lindell is flirting with forever being looked at as a fraud and a nutcase because he's so vehement and so I mean what can I say? I mean come on.
Well,
he's so out of line with facts. You know.
Yeah,
what can
he
I say?
Is. But remember, the guy was a drug addict. He wrote a book about his life as a drug mm-hmm. addict. I'm not. There's nothing about me that's trying to apologize for the guy at all. It's just sort of the human part of it. I am taken back sometimes by the people who react. Well, you're not going to do any more MyPillow spots, are you? I would love to have Sean here. This would be a conversation the next Talkers Convention, asking Sean Hannity how he divorces doing a commercial for MyPillow, or I do, or anybody, because a lot of us do these commercials for MyPillow. Do we stay away from? Do we stop doing MyPillow commercials? Or do we look at the 800-pound gorilla in the room and confront it and say, okay, Lindell has created a great American company. He has 1,500, 1,600, 1,700 people that work for him. All the products, we value the fact that products are all made in America. And it's actually a pretty good American story. The guy was living in a car, and he created something, you know, and made a big business out of it. So is he a nutbird because he has certain exposure? He got his first exposure by selling pillows, and then he is exposing himself. I guess I wonder what his family thinks. I mean, I don't care. I'll do my pillow commercials because I think they have good products. But you know, I can reverse. I can distinguish between the two. Do you think the average person can, Michael? Or is this guy ruining his? Is he ruining his business? Is he ruining?
Whether he's ruining his business or not is something that could easily be studied by looking at the numbers. I don't have access to the numbers. Whether his total numbers have gone down or gone up.
The woman that I deal with at MyPillow says that business has never been better. So
it's possible. Yeah. It's possible that because he's targeting people that believe his brand of. I don't even know what to call it.
Consciousness.
I mean, he's, you know, I don't agree with what he's saying, and I think that what he's doing is dangerous. And I think it's dangerous that CNN gives him a platform.
Okay. Quick reference to MyPillow products. big deals, big sales. Use the DJV code. You can go through the product catalog at MyPillow.com. Save from 30 to 65% on towels, on sheets, on pillows themselves, mattresses, you name it, with the promo code DJV in the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square there. Use it. Save some money. Get some good things for your home. And maybe just ignore Mike Lindell. Check it out at MyPillow.com. Now, the list of people, every week on the countdown, I like to do this officially because sometimes we get off. We're not going in order. There are all kinds of reasons for us wanting to know exactly what the lists are. So here we go. The people list, top 10. Simone Biles, for obvious reasons, at number 10. Gavin Newsom, another one, obvious reasons, at number 9. Rand Paul, the senator, is number 8. Ron DeSantis, the governor, is number 7. Kevin McCarthy, the congressman, is number 6. Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, is number 5. Donald Trump, the ex-president, is number 4. Tony Fauci, who is, how do we describe him? He's indescribably delicious. Maybe we'll leave it at that. He's number 3 on the list of people. Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, and his brother, actually, and the father, the whole Cuomo family. But Andrew is getting all the attention, so he's at number 2. And Joe Biden, our president, the president, some people say, he's not my president. Well, he is the president of the country, and he's number 1 on this people list from Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
From Talkers Magazine, these are the top 10 stories this week, which you will hear discussed on our Talk Radio Countdown show. 10, the Olympics and the results. Number 9, our relationship with China and the latest wrinkles as to land being bought in America near a U.S. Air Force base. Number 8, crime, violence,
police, all those things wrapped together in conversation. Number 7, same sort of thing, immigration problems on the border. Number 6, the harsh weather, dryness. That seems to be something that continues to occupy our time and our headspace. Number 5, the economy and inflation. Number 4, Donald Trump's issues. Number 3, the committee to study January 6th and what nonsense that is. Andrew Cuomo and his problems, number 2, and the problems we're all having with COVID and vaccines. Those are the stories. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so the Michael Harrison interview this week, which you can find at talkers.com or mhinterview.com, is a chat with Ralph Nader. Good God, you had to dust him off, right?
Well, he has got some very interesting ideas. And, he's an American icon.
Yeah.
And it's really an interesting discussion. It's a little bit of a debate, but it's more of a discussion. And I'm proud. MHinterview.com is the place to hear it.
You should be. All right, Michael Harrison, thank you. Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey, Tech It Out listeners, get ready to jot down a special code to help you earn a free night stay in a hotel, courtesy of Hotels.com. As you may know, the Hotels.com app offers a stay 10 nights, get a night for free feature, which I love. But if you use this code and book a hotel room by August 6th, you'll earn double the number of reward stamps on your stays. So if you book 2 nights, you'll receive 4 reward stamps. Use the code TECHITOUTDOUBLE on the Hotels.com app for double the stamps towards a free stay. To take advantage of this, again, you've got until August the 6th to book a hotel through the Hotels.com app and stay somewhere by January 31st, 2022 for no longer than 5 nights. The offer is available to the first 500 customers. The code again is TECHITOUTDOUBLE. So be sure to download the Hotels.com app. Happy travels.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Steve is a lawyer. He's a professor. He knows his way in and out of the law. Matter of fact, I've been told this is, you know that show, unfortunately, got canceled now for 2 years, called All Rise? Okay, have you seen that show? But I thought it was very well done, very likable characters in it, and I wonder how much sometimes movies and or TV shows reflect the real world. I remember The Firm. I mean, how many good movies have there been and television shows? You look at All Rise, which was followed on CBS by the thing that had Michael Weatherly in it.
Oh gosh, I forget the name of it.
It
was a jury consultant, which is a big part of what really goes on in the law.
That's what I wondered about. How does that work? You know, you see these TV shows and you wonder what's real and what isn't.
You know, what's interesting is, and I'm really glad you brought this up, because there are certain shows. I'll end up talking to the TV going, that's ridiculous.
Right.
I never do that. There are other times where I'll see it really, really very, very well done. Boston Legal was a show years ago.
Ah, great.
That was
Spader.
Denny Crane. It was Shatner.
Shatner, yeah, right.
Yeah, great duo. But that show, and it was written by some guys who were from the Boston area, knew the Boston Legal scene. And so there were a lot of in jokes about various judges and all, but it was very, very pretty accurate. The kicker is people watch TV, see what they expect to be in court, and when they get to court, lawyers now have had to change because of what people expect. And so it's funny, rather than the movies and television being accurate or inaccurate, they are actually influencing how lawyers argue to jury.
Yeah.
Juries particularly want
which way
to
is,
a
yeah.
lot of...
Which came first, the chicken or the egg? It's Bull
exactly.
is the show where we're talking about Bull. And
that's
yeah,
it. Yep.
Yeah, it's a very good show. A lot of these shows, I was watching on the plane coming back last night, an earlier episode of All Rise, where a defendant defended himself. And you wonder how much of that is that TV stuff, or how much do people defend themselves?
Well, I did that in my divorce, and it didn't actually work out too well. They have an old saying, the lawyer who represents himself has a fool for a client. And that definitely was so in my case. So occasionally you will see that. I've got some great stories off the air I can tell you about how
right.
things I've seen in court. But it's pretty rare.
Yeah. All right. So there, let's move on to some of the things from the story list at talkers.com. Also, the list is at djvshow.com. The heat is facing Andrew Cuomo. What's the legal? Is he a lawyer, by the way? Is Cuomo a lawyer?
Not to my knowledge. I don't believe he is. I mean,
went to school to be a politician, apparently.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if his father, if Mario was. I think Mario might have been a lawyer. One of the things that gets me is where are the criminal charges for these things? You know, are they things that would not be tolerated as far as sexual harassment and creating a difficult, offensive situation for people who encountered him, in his role as governor? But are these actually, they're not to the level of Harvey Weinstein type of rapes, but they are significant enough that there could be violations of the law, and if so, that should be investigated and possibly prosecuted.
Right, exactly.
So we'll see.
Speaking of prosecutions, what's the latest in the Trump and those legal issues? That's number four in the countdown this week.
You know, we keep seeing a lot about this, but they say that the age of secrecy went out with the invention of the copy machine. But I got to admit, it is really quite unusual that there haven't been leaks from either the Justice Department or any of the state attorneys general, most notably in Manhattan, who are dealing with prosecutions or potential prosecutions of Trump. So I think the system is slow. I happen to think that Trump is going to be convicted of various financial crimes. A lot of people disagree, but at least I think the system's working.
See how it shakes out. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law and, in fact, a good student of the law here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. The Tokyo 2020 Olympics is over and Team USA tops the medal standing yet again.
Kara Winger of Seattle, a four-time Olympian in javelin, led American athletes into the Olympic Stadium to close out the 17-day event in a ceremony rich in Japanese tradition, but due to the pandemic, attendance confined to athletes, coaches, and officials. In all, the U.S. finished first in both total gold medals and overall medal count. 39 first-place showings and 113 total medallions. IOC President Thomas Bach called on the world to meet again in Paris in 2024 as the Olympic flame was extinguished. I'm John Leatherby.
Federal health officials issuing fresh warnings about the danger of the Delta variant of the coronavirus. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said COVID cases and hospitalizations are up across the board. And she said while vaccinations are up across the country, the seven-day average of hospital admissions and deaths are up more than 40% from last week. A break in the weather that's been helping firefighters in Northern California could be coming to an end.
Thick smoke that held down winds and temperatures began to clear Sunday from the scenic forest lands of Northern California as firefighters battling the largest single wildfire in state history braced for a return of fire-friendly weather. The winds weren't expected to reach the ferocious speeds that helped the Dixie Fire explode in size last week, but they are nonetheless concerning for firefighters working in unprecedented conditions to protect thousands of threatened homes and buildings. Ken Lorman reporting.
Taliban fighters seized most of the capital of northern Afghanistan's key Kunduz province on Sunday and took another neighboring provincial capital after a month-long siege. The advance is the latest in the series of blows to the government as U.S. troops are pulling out. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Arabia's oil-producing company Aramco has announced an income of $47 billion for the first half of the year.
The earning is double what the company took over the same period last year when the coronavirus grounded travel and pummeled global demand for oil. Aramco CEO Amin Nasser said the company's second quarter results reflect a strong rebound in worldwide energy demand. Aramco's financial health is crucial to Saudi Arabia's stability. Despite massive efforts by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to diversify the economy, the kingdom still depends heavily on oil exports to fuel government spending. I'm Karen Chamas.
In Greece, that huge wildfire is destroying forests and triggering more evacuation alerts. The fire began August 3rd and has cut across a popular summer destination as it burns out of control. One official says the heavy smoke is making operations extremely dangerous. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A revenge killing in a Washington state prison.
Serving time for a wild police chase, 26-year-old Shane Goldsby found himself sharing a cell with a convicted child rapist who had once victimized his sister, so he killed him. He was sentenced to more than 24 years in prison for the murder of Robert Munger, a 70-year-old who was serving a 43-year sentence for his child sex crimes. In a statement to the court, Goldsby apologized to Munger's family. His younger sister was still a minor as of last year. Patrick Foss reporting.
The latest data shows the number of highway deaths in 2020 was the greatest in more than a decade, even though cars and trucks drove fewer miles during the pandemic. The Governor's Highway Safety Association says their traffic data indicates the higher death toll related to higher average speeds in conjunction with more of those on the roads driving under the influence of drugs and alcohol, along with a slight decline in seatbelt use. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
The JDPower.com/awards.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for a few surprises here on our Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits from the charts put together by Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, the folks who are involved with me on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn usually here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, but because Victoria and Jay are here, but Jennifer is not, we've invited Chuck Curry, who's an important member of the cast, if you will, on the DJV program, takes care of information that we need every day on entertainment, videos, movies, but he also has lots to say. Most of us are not single-dimensional, and Chuck is one of those people who has a lot of different pieces that make him percolate, and so we invited him to join us for the countdown review, the stories and the people with comments about the top 10 items in either of those categories. So, Chucker, welcome. We'll enjoy your input, your conversation, if you can get a word in edgewise with Jay and Victoria. And, of course, I'll have a thing or two to say about some of these things as well. So let's go through the story list as prepared by Talkers this week of the top 10 news talk issues as discussed on talk radio programs and stations all across the country. At number 10, the focus on the Olympics. It's probably useless, Victoria, to go through numbers because this is a program to be heard all across the country all across the weekend, so the numbers will change somewhat. But suffice it to say, it seems to be a back and forth and has been through the entire Olympic period between the United States, China, and those cheating Russians, right? Would you say mm-hmm. that's
yeah.
a way of...
We've maintained our front-running position since nearly the beginning. So, yeah, we've done very well.
You suppose that angers the Chinese government?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure it does, right? That's mm-hmm. we're already on their unfriendly list. So, right. yeah.
Now, number nine, speaking of unfriendly, our relationship with China. And one of the things that we were talking about this week on the DJV program was the... This medical tech company in China that is actually accused of running a child trafficking business that apparently has been going on for quite a while. So some international group has found this woman, whose name I couldn't pronounce even if I wanted to, who was out of the country making arrangements for the delivery of some children, and she was arrested. So this is the kind of stuff. Now, could this go on elsewhere? Do you ever hear stories like this coming out of the Middle East or where else?
Of course, everywhere. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. yeah, this is not exclusive to China at all.
No. Okay, number eight, the stats, if you will, regarding violence in our country, crime, who's committing the crimes, that sort of thing. This is an ongoing story and conversation, it seems to me. Number seven, the situation, another ongoing thing, the immigration problems, the border situation, et cetera. Number six, the weather and what's going on. It seems to have calmed down here in the Northeast where I am in terms of rain, although there still is a lot of rain in the forecast. But out in the western part of the country, Northwest especially, but Southwest has a problem. There has been this week a ban on farmers using water in the Central California Valley. So those of you who think you're going, you have no idea what this is going to do to the price of food. You know, you hear Biden and some of the other politicians, the problems that we have that are based, if you will, on prices going up and whether we're going to have inflation that stays for 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years. The politicians don't want you to think about inflation because that's not good for them being reelected. But the reality is many things in our economy, and that's kind of number five, actually, the supply shortages of food. And we've been talking about chips and other things, but I was with somebody this week. We're talking about supply chain problems and how that's affecting the advertising business. Because if you don't have product, you can't sell. And that, if you can't sell advertising to sell product, then that affects the people who sell advertising, mostly the radio and the television business, that sort of thing. So the supply chain affects all of us in different ways, but it certainly is affecting business. And so anyway, that's number five. Number four, the California recall. I think from what I can gather, my friend Larry Elder is doing better and better all the time, and Newsom is doing worse in terms of his public persona. Is that inaccurate? We don't have Jennifer
yeah, but
here
then,
to give us, but...
Right, and later this week, Jen gave us an update that the YouTube guy, the real estate YouTube guy, I'm blanking on his last name now, it's a weird last name, he has now jumped ahead of Larry Elder, and he kind of came out of nowhere. Yeah, so Larry has competition now.
He has a lot of money to spend, and Larry doesn't. That's probably the bottom line.
You know,
a lot of these people are throwing their own money. And that's another thing. How do we... I've never really quite understood how the rules fit. A friend of mine is running for mayor here in Framingham, the town where I grew up and I live still, and he put, I think he borrowed $10,000 from himself or $13,000 or something like that. Apparently, you can use as much. Remember, Bloomberg used tens of millions of dollars to get elected in New York, right? Or to help him get elected anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So this, whoever this guy is, and I don't know what his name is that you're talking about, is using his money to spend, you know, it's all name recognition stuff. It's not what are your qualifications, is do I recognize your name? Like, if Dolly Parton ran for governor of Tennessee, she'd win in a heartbeat. Whether she
landslide,
was qualified.
Unanimous.
Right, yeah, right, of course. Matthew McConaughey's going to run in Texas for governor. He'll win because everybody knows his name. People have been divorced from the civics lessons in school that taught us how to ascertain whether a person was good for office. What is Matthew McConaughey is one of the smartest people, I think, in the acting scene. He certainly is lucid and intelligent, probably well-intentioned as well. And then people say, well, what's her qualification? Well, what was Trump's qualification? I mean, what are any of these people, what are the qualifications of people that run for office? Are they supposed to, Bloomberg won because he was a good businessman. And that's what New York needed. Plus, he had common sense, which would be, that's why I wished he had won. I would much rather see him president than the guy who's there now. Anyway, we're getting off of the beaten path. Let's see here. Number three, as a focus on the January 6th investigating committee, which in my mind is a joke. Ladies, it is. It's all politics, frankly. And so what's going to come out of it at the end of the day? What comes out of all this except smoke and mirrors? Whenever there are these investigatory things, it's nothing. It's bunkum. That's one of my father's favorite expressions. Bunkum. Number two, I think this is the most interesting twisting, turning story of the week. The fate of Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York. So all of you want to, Chuck Curry is here with us. He's from New York originally, but you were, how long has it been since you lived in New York City, Chucker?
Since 1992.
All right. So how do you think New York has changed? Yeah, how has New York changed in the years since you've lived there?
I would say the demographics of a mixed culture is a little bit more different. When I was living up there in the 90s, a lot of people started to sell their homes and move to Staten Island and then ultimately to Pennsylvania, which I found my way back in 92, which is a very long time when I think about it.
Yeah, you've been there for a while, that's for sure. So now fast forward to the governor. The Cuomos, though, have been around. When you were a kid, was Mario Cuomo in politics when you were there in the 90s? He was, wasn't he? He was mm-hmm. Cuomo was involved in the 80s, even. I remember I was
sure
working.
Was.
Yeah. So how is Andrew Cuomo and Chris?
Yeah, I just want what's going on now with the governor. I have somewhat mixed feelings on it because based on that investigation that came out, I believe he'll ultimately be removed if he does not resign based on some of the comments and commentary that came out in the investigation. Having said that, as a whole, when I look at the Me Too movement that has gone on in Hollywood, I think some of it is somewhat of an overreach. Some of it is certainly justified. But I think you have to have a really open mind and look at all the facts before ultimately, despite whether you like the man or dislike the man, think of yourself in the same position when you pass judgment on a person, knowing not only will he lose his governorship, which is one aspect of his life, but his reputation, his legacy, and ultimately his mental stability. I mean, those are serious accusations that have serious consequences, and I just think people should really think real hard before you lay down an ultimate hammer on an individual, because at the end of the day, we're all human beings who make mistakes, and a lot of issues when it goes down this route, not all of it is accurate. That's all I like to say.
We all live in a judgmental society. Think about it that
very
way.
Very much so.
It's very,
very
judgmental.
So. And I'm not saying what he did is not wrong, because if based on what came out in that investigation, a lot of what he did is wrong, no doubt. Mm-hmm. Having said that, you don't know 100% what is accurate and what is not accurate.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. 17 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Charles Curry. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Back to our overview of what's going on News Talk Radio, Doug. With Jay and Victoria and Chuck. So number one is the COVID story. Perhaps important this week is Moderna releasing a new study on its vaccine, because much of the focus has been, let's face it, on Pfizer. Company says its vaccine is 93% effective 6 months after the second dose. So why did they, are they trying to compete? Are they trying to position themselves so that people will take, when you need the third shot, they get it from Moderna? Looks like their numbers are higher than Pfizer. Am I reading this correctly?
That is correct, yeah. According to their, now this is coming from them. I don't believe it's peer-reviewed yet. But, yeah, this is, that was, it's good news for people who got Moderna. But, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about those of us who have Pfizer?
Well, we're still in the 80-something percentile, so yeah. We're still covered. I mean, it's you know, but yeah.
Yes, 21 after the hour here on the countdown overview.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
People to respond to that. What are we having? What are we getting for comments, Jay?
It seems very little concern. Aaron Bramblett does have concern that's heightening. Karen Ingberg has, she is very concerned about the Delta variant. However, Sam Watson says, if you are still believing this BS, then God help you.
God help you, sir, when you end up on a ventilator.
Mike Zadra. Yeah, Mike Zadra has kind of a sarcastic comment. Only 45 million more deaths needed to equal 1918 H1N1. Doesn't even seem like COVID is trying.
I think that's a worldwide number. What is the worldwide number of people who have died in this whole thing over the past year and a half or so of the various variants? It's what? Well, we don't know. The stories that leak out of China suggest that there are 4 or 5 million people who have died there. But elsewhere, is that a number that's equal around the world? I think it looks like 12, 14 million maybe have died. Does that sound like a number? I was talking like we were buying shoes. Anyway, go ahead, Jay.
What I just Googled is about 4.2 million deaths.
Nah. Well, it maybe was been reported, but you know, I've said that what happened in America is there was a bounty offered by the government of $200,000 for everybody that died in your hospital of COVID. That's what they were paying the hospital. So there were a lot of fudgy numbers. Whether is it 600 people who have died or 300? You know what? What difference does it make? All these numbers, the focus on who numbers and why and all that stuff. The important thing is to try to keep yourself from getting sick, isn't it? Isn't that the real discussion?
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it is all bunkum. I use that word twice today. Oof. Okay, let's see. Right, yes, please, Chucker.
Okay, now for people who say that COVID or these variants is basically like the flu and it is what it is, let me just say I know a young girl who's 23 years old who's a nurse. She did not get vaccinated because she just is anti-vax. Now, she just got COVID about 10 days ago. And with the flu, you don't lose your taste of smell and your ability to taste. She cannot taste, she cannot smell for 10 days, and it's ongoing. Now, if that is not scary, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, to me, people could say wind up on a ventilator, and that might be an overreaction for 99% of the people or the populace who wind up getting COVID. But who wants to lose their ability to taste and ability to smell and have it be 10 days and not know when it's coming back?
But not the other side of that is.
And Chuck is right, and sometimes it's months, and some people have never recovered it. So you're right, that's absolutely terrifying.
The next step on that is, what else is it doing to your body that you can't detect? You can detect that stuff. But what else is going on with you that you can't detect?
Well, and there's also that long-form COVID symptoms with severe tinnitus, where people are not just having ringing in the ears, but it's so loud it's almost like an airplane taking off right next to them.
Yeah, lovely. Okay.
Let me just play the other side real quick. I just read an article by Andrew Sullivan, who's a columnist, and he was petrified of COVID. He's been vaccinated, and he had a breakthrough case, which was not serious. But he did say, in his opinion, and he feels strongly, and I agree with this, in a free and open society, okay, with the availability of a vaccine, I do believe that the message should be get vaccinated, not mask, but get vaccinated, because that's the ability to prevent you from serious illness, so get vaccinated.
So there's a point. Lots of points of view here. That's what the Talk Radio Countdown show is all about. 28 past the hour.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. My So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
A Moment in History, presented by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Briggsville is California Historical Landmark Number 7. It was an 1849 gold mining settlement beside Clear Creek, approximately 1 mile east of Horsetown, where early gold miner James Reagan supposedly took gold out by the panful. The town site was located by Ben Briggs and was first known as Breechesburg because the miners wandered around without wearing any breeches. When the first female resident, Mrs. Briggs, arrived, she demanded that the miners must wear breeches or she would leave. Not only did they begin wearing breeches, they named a town for her. Briggsville became the location of the Landrum and Briggs Toll Bridge across Clear Creek in the 1850s, as a stage stop for the Hall and Crandall stage line in 1853, and was the location of the Lean Hotel in 1860. A Moment in History, presented by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Want to get more Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
You qualify for... Call 800-219-6286. That's 800-219-6286. 800-219-6286.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are back on the Talk Radio Review for the first week, the charts that we're discussing from Talkers Magazine for the week of August 2nd to the 6th. Here with my colleagues is Chuck Curry, who is actually a colleague. He's been working with me for 27, 8, 9, I don't know how many. You look back at the history of when you first went on the air. You must be almost 30 years. We have this program, or the original program, and it's what it's morphed into in terms of syndicated morning programs that's heard not only in the morning but around different times of the day on a lot of different radio stations all around the country. But basically, essentially, it is done in the morning. And Chuck first started getting up with me 1992, 91, somewhere in there, right? Isn't that how far? Late 92. Okay. There you go. Pretty much as long as Michael Harrison has been doing the countdown with me. All right, so Chuck has had an important part in the DJV program. We decided we'd invite him in this week because he always has some expressions of concern, and he's articulate, so why not have his thoughts along with yours? You can certainly add your thoughts in on any of our social media. Jay's monitoring that. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer's off this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's go through the people list. Now, we've been through the story list. The people list, as we know, always kind of ties in or wraps in to what's going on with the stories. At number 10, Simone Biles. We all have something to say about her. So you want to come up with a word or a phrase, Victoria, that you would use to describe Simone Biles?
I think that she has shown so much bravery and dignity and ability. She's just had an incredible week, and it was rough for her. There were a lot of people who came after her and and called her all kinds of names. But
consider
to me, she's a goat. So
yeah.
I think she's phenomenal, and to end her Olympic career and probably her gymnastics career with a bronze medal.
24.
Yeah.
Not often to talk about the end of a career at 24.
I mean, it might not be. It might not be, but I would just
in shape. Yeah.
But she's had an incredible week, so.
So these, as an ancillary story, these two Belarusian coaches have been booted by the International Olympic Committee from the Olympic Village. Remember the story from earlier this week about this sprinter whose name we couldn't pronounce, who was sent back home because she was complaining about how bad these guys were in the first place? And that got a lot of attention. I was sort of surprised because not many people pay much attention to anything going on in Belarus. But it kind of just shows you what the attention that's focused, and I think it's good, because, again, I go back to what I just said. Who knows anything about Belarus other than it's one of the former Soviet republics? Do you know anything about Belarus, Victoria?
No, nobody does.
So they got what they deserved, it looks like. Okay, number nine, getting what he deserves, hopefully, is being thrown out of office. That's my spin on it. Gavin Newsom is number nine. We were talking about the fellow, did you find his name, Victoria? Who's?
I did, and then I don't have it now in front of me. It's Piff. Go on to somebody else.
Well, Larry Elder is a radio talk host, and I've known him. I've told the story about him and I working together. We started at the same time at KBC in Los Angeles in 1993. He's had a stellar career. He's good, very thoughtful, smart guy, and he's got a very good chance. But this fellow has come along.
Kevin Pathrath is his name.
He's
a real estate developer, and he is a kind of a YouTube star. He talks about, does a lot of YouTube videos about real estate. So he has come out of nowhere, really, and has really now.
Yeah, I didn't know his name before this week. Yeah.
Yep.
I thought I was a contender. I could have been a contender. Marlon Brando, you know the name of that movie? None of you do. Chucker,
no.
You're the movie guy. Yes, right, on the waterfront. Thank you. All right, let's go to number eight. The name from the people list, Rand Paul. Back and forth with Dr. Fauci, who's also on the list this week, as usual. The ladies here, well, I don't know, Jay, if I know where you stand, what you think about Rand Paul. I know what Victoria thinks about him. What do you think about Rand Paul? He's from kind of down in your neck of the woods.
Yeah. That, nah. Is that enough? Nah.
Bumpity bump boom. What do you think of Rand Paul?
I think he's an interesting mind. And I wish both of them, Fauci and Paul, would have some sort of common ground on their opinion, because I think they both have something to say that has validity, but I think they're both way too far apart. And if they just came to the center and had an understanding of each one's opinion, I think the general discourse would be a lot better for it.
Well, it'd be nice if it wasn't an opinion, but in fact, fact. And we get this back and forth with Fauci, who seems to change his mind about a lot of things. Now, granted, there's a lot of new research. Science always is disproving itself, that sort of thing. But he's become a lightning rod for claims of misinformation. And when he was with Rand Paul at those government hearings, the two of them went back and forth with each other. Rand Paul is on the conservative. I would guess he doesn't wear a mask. Has he had his shots? Does anybody know whether Rand Paul has had vaccines or not?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah. I'd like to know whether he had a shot or not. But in general, Rand Paul represents a point of view that ought to be heard. One of the problems we have in our country is that there are both sides shouting down the other side, saying they shouldn't be heard. And if we really are believers in freedom of speech, we need to be hearing from all these people, because they make us think, if nothing else. I happen to think Rand Paul is a very interesting guy. A lot of the things that he comes up with, I agree with, and that's just where my head is. I don't know, frankly. I find myself oftentimes in a place where nobody else is, and I guess I enjoy that, too. And that may be one of the things that I like about Rand Paul, because he's usually...
Well, I would agree. I think Rand Paul represents, in some ways, a lot of people's frustration with the ongoingness of this issue. Now,
well,
having said that, the issue is real. Certain things we cannot control and we have to accept whether we like it or not. But having said that, in a capitalistic society where people have to get up in the morning and go to work and make a living, it's very frustrating with the thought of the Fauci message, of the possibility that we get shut down again. I think that's a pill that most cannot swallow.
No,
so,
not going to happen.
But they both have good – listen, Fauci has science, and I respect that 100%. Rand Paul has a frustration message that I also understand. So if they just came to the center with their thought process, I would respect that a lot more.
I traveled this week to Florida. Number seven on the people list is Ron DeSantis and what's going on in Florida. I found things to be – kind of cool, calm, and matter-of-fact when I was in both Palm Beach and Boca Raton the other day. But I am aware of, I saw in the airport, and I picked it up because I had a little extra time. And I usually am pretty tight on time when I run through an airport. But I had a few minutes to pick up a book that was written by somebody named Carol Roth. I don't know who she is. But her philosophy is that big government used the pandemic to basically consolidate its power and crush these small businessmen. I can tell you that's what's happening in agriculture. I know that for a fact. Many of you know that I do a radio program called The American Family Farmer. It's a podcast as well at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com about food, farm, and family, because I am a small American farmer as well. My heightened interest in these things gets surfaced. Fortunately, I have a little pulpit on a couple of radio programs that at least allow some people to hear what I'm thinking. But this lady writes in this book about how many small American businesses went out of business belly up last year. And the bureaucrats say that it's COVID, but they've allowed a lot of things. And you have to look no further than what has happened in China. You know, in essence, we've exported capitalism in part there, and then we've been, the big businesses have gotten bigger because they got things made cheaper in China. And this the theory here is that they've crushed the backbone of a lot of small American businesses. Who agrees or disagrees with that, Jay? No, well, Jay apparently fell off. I hope she's okay. Victoria, thoughts on that? We've the war on small business, basically, is that's the name of the book, by the way. Go ahead.
I haven't read the book, so I don't
have... No, it's not, but it's the theory behind it, whether or not...
That the government planned all this to kill small business?
No, that's not, no, that's not what I said. It's okay. The plan, but it is the result of, it was an opportunity to take on, to allow. We've all talked about this over the years. Big business gets involved in government. They send in their officers to do duty. They go to the FDA. The drug companies send people in. They apply for jobs. They get them. They change the rules. They change the regulations. And then they go back to their companies. We've seen that happen with Monsanto. We've seen it happen at the EPA. We've seen it at the FDA. We've seen it. Most of the government agencies have people that come from the businesses that they regulate. They go to work in the government. They change things that are to their benefit. And then they go back to work in their old companies. You see this time after time after time. And that's basically what this woman's theory is in the book, that a handful of big businesses and a handful of unions have taken control. But we see the unions and what they've done, certainly in public education, the public sector. And so this is, and I don't think it has to do with the political party, frankly. It has more to do with, Chucker?
I would say that the end result, obviously, is that big business has benefited massively from COVID. Amazon would be the greatest example. But I also feel I'm very skeptical when people throw out the word they. They, who is they, and how would they orchestrate something like this? I do believe that the one industry that has been crushed, which I think big business has really no interest in crushing, would be the restaurant industry. I don't think there's any real benefit to crush the restaurant industry. And they have been the number one victim of COVID. So I'm very skeptical when people throw out the word they. I don't think there's been any orchestration of this, as she applies
they
in that
say.
But the end result is the end result.
Yeah, and I feel like restaurants were thriving. Bars more so, maybe not so much, but restaurants, at least in Nashville, they offered more takeout options. I mean, restaurants that never even offered takeout for certain things were offering takeout. And
it helped to bury their business.
Living off of this, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Amazon, they have delayed a return to the office until January, but they are not requiring vaccinations. Does that surprise any of you? Amazon is everywhere. You can't go up and down a street without seeing an Amazon truck. You can't go on the highway without seeing trailer trucks.
Well,
Amazon,
the warehouses, the people who work in the warehouses have been there all along, and they're still going to be there. But this is for anybody who has, you know, an office job with Amazon. They're pushing it back to January because they know they're, you know, where their locations are, they're hot spots right now for the virus. So I think a lot of other companies, like in New York, my husband's company is talking about this again. A lot of our friends who commute from Jersey into New York City, everything's up in the air. It all depends on this variant and when we need booster shots.
From Talkers Magazine, these are the top 10 stories this week, which you will hear discussed on our Talk Radio Countdown show. 10, the Olympics and the results. Number 9, our relationship with China and the latest wrinkles as to land being bought in America near a U.S. Air Force base. Number 8, crime, violence, police, all those things wrapped together in conversation. Number 7, same sort of thing, immigration problems on the border. Number 6, the harsh weather, dryness. That seems to be something that continues to occupy our time and our headspace. Number 5, the economy and inflation. Number 4, Donald Trump's issues. Number 3, the committee to study January 6th and what nonsense that is. Andrew Cuomo and his problems, number 2, and the problems we're all having with COVID and vaccines. Those are the stories. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen. One final comment from each of our participants after this.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Now, the list of people, every week on the countdown, I like to do this officially because sometimes we get off. We're not going in order. There are all kinds of reasons for us wanting to know exactly what the lists are. So here we go. The people list, top 10. Simone Biles, for obvious reasons, at number 10. Gavin Newsom, another one, obvious reasons, at number 9. Rand Paul, the senator, is number 8. Ron DeSantis, the governor, is number 7. Kevin McCarthy, the congressman, is number 6. Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, is number 5. Donald Trump, the ex-president, is number 4. Tony Fauci, who is, how do we describe him? He's indescribably delicious. Maybe we'll leave it at that. He's number 3 on the list of people. Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, and his brother, actually, and the father, the whole Cuomo family. But Andrew is getting all the attention, so he's at number 2. And Joe Biden, our president, the president, some people say, he's not my president. Well, he is the president of the country, and he's number 1 on this people list from Talkers Magazine. All right, well, we only have a few seconds here. I appreciate your being here, Chucker. Thank you very much. And to Jay Kirshner and to Victoria Keelan, a big help here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review. Check out our lists at djvshow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. Again, that's 800-440-0851.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
This order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
So sorry. We'll be right with you.
Who's got table 6?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. It's time now for us to get an overview of the top tech stories of this past week, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan. So Doug Steffen does the announcer role here. At number five, there's a Rickroll.
Yep.
There's a Rickroll in everybody's life. Okay, so take it away, Victoria.
So the official video for Rick Astley's 1987 hit, Never Gonna Give You Up, which will stick in your head all day, that has surpassed 1 billion plays on YouTube. The song became a lasting part of internet culture thanks to the Rickroll meme, and it has reached impressive milestones this week. So Rick Astley took to the video's comment section to share his gratitude. He said, it's amazing, crazy, and wonderful. He said, the world is a wonderful and beautiful place. I'm very lucky. So since the Rickroll thing, well, it's really big on April Fool's Day. That video alone gets like over 2 million hits just on April Fool's Day. So good for Rick Astley. And he actually celebrated joining the Billion Plays Club by releasing a limited it's already sold out. It's a limited run of 7-inch blue vinyl pressing of the song. And so that's how much people want it. It was sold out immediately. So good for Rick Astley.
Number four, there's a Zoom in your future.
Well, if you ever used Zoom, which all of us have during the pandemic, then you are familiar with Zoom bombings. And Zoom bombings happen when people would hack into a meeting and, you know, throw up some porn or whatever it would be to disrupt whatever the meeting was. So Zoom, in the beginning of the pandemic, was not prepared for the onslaught of use that they ended up getting. And so their security was really light, and that's how people were able to break in. They did some improvements along the way. However, it was not enough because a class action lawsuit against them, they lost in the case. And so now if you have used Zoom any time between March 30th of 2016 to the present day, you can actually get $25 if you have your own account. Or if you're just a user of Zoom, you can get $15. So that's all part of the third-party negotiations that they've been doing. So yeah, everyone's entitled.
Number three, some updates from HBO Max.
HBO Max had a big week. Warner Media, which owns HBO Max, announced that the app is now available on LG smart TVs. They can be the app can be downloaded from the LG Channel Store. And then they also note that this is right in time for the premiere this week of The Suicide Squad, which is available on HBO Max free of charge if you already have it, and that'll be there for 31 days. And so they're also offering free episodes to potential new subscribers, and they also have a new podcast platform they've announced. So they've got a lot of stuff going on.
Number two, Verizon.
So Verizon has introduced new mobile hotspot plans, and they have four options to choose from, starting with 15 gigs for $20 per month, all the way up to 150 gigs for $80 a month. They offer standalone and unlimited plan add-ons, and so if you're in an RV, if you're traveling this summer, if you're in some rural area, this is actually a great way to save a lot of money. And so all you have to do is just contact Verizon and pick which plan is best for you. The Essential and Plus plans are available to Verizon customers, while the Pro and Premium plans can be added either to an unlimited plan or purchased as a standalone product if you have a different carrier. So it's a pretty good deal.
Number one this week, this is a biggie, Facebook.
Facebook is just, I don't know, they just seem to keep stepping in their own way. Mm-hmm. Facebook has banned the personal accounts of academics who have researched ad transparency and the spread of misinformation on Facebook. These are not, they closed down not only, I mean, everyone who, you know, supports Trump complains, oh, Trump's been disabled. Well, this is happening to a lot of people. And so all of these academics, their personal pages, which may have never posted anything about Facebook or transparency with ads or anything, those are all disabled now, too. The group obviously is saying that Facebook is trying to prevent them from exposing more issues that Facebook has. Now, because of this research, this is from NYU Ad Observatory. It's a group that has has basically been founded to examine the origin and spread of political ads on Facebook, like who pays for the ads, and they track how far the reach is, things like that. Through their work, they actually have identified a lot of issues that Facebook has. So I'm not surprised that Facebook is fighting back so hard at them and disabling their accounts. But, you know, I mean, who pays for certain political ads, Russia, China, Iran, they've uncovered those links. How far-right misinformation is much more engaging than misinformation from the center or the left. They've done a lot of research on how far, like the crazier to the right, the more it spreads. So there's a lot of important work that they're doing, but yeah, Facebook dumping them off the platform really is a bad look.
I wonder what their approach is to a lot of the postings in China. Something to think about. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, 12 packs of True Red ballpoint pens are just 97 cents, and binders are only $1.88 each. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 9/18. Price.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Moderate Democrats are seeking to put pressure on House leadership to allow a standalone vote on the roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, while raising concerns about the party's plans for a broader $3.5 trillion package.
A group of six moderate Democrats has started circulating a letter addressed to Speaker Nancy Pelosi that urges her to bring the bipartisan legislation to the House floor for a vote as soon as it passes the Senate. The letter comes after the Senate voted early Saturday to start wrapping up the bill. Still, GOP Senator Bill Hagerty has vowed to block attempts to speed up the bill's passage, extending debate for days. Democrat leaders originally planned to pass the $1 trillion package and then immediately begin the process to iron out the $3.5 trillion package through budget reconciliation, which would allow Senate Democrats to pass the measure without any GOP votes. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Chicago police say a female officer killed a male officer fighting for his life after they were shot in an exchange of gunfire during a traffic stop Saturday night.
Eric Carter, Chicago Police First Deputy Superintendent, says the 29-year-old female officer had been on the job 3.5 years and the male officer 6 years.
They come to work willing to run toward danger, toward gunfire. And they're willing to sacrifice their lives to save the lives of perfect strangers.
Carter says there were two men and a woman in the car that started shooting at police, and they're in custody, and a gun was recovered at the scene on Chicago's South Side. The last time a Chicago officer was shot and killed was 2018. The last time it was a female, 1988. I'm Julie Walker.
Elsewhere, two where people were dead, three wounded in two separate shootings on the same Brooklyn street, just minutes apart in New York City. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
They started off slow, but the European Union now has caught up to the United States in its vaccination drive.
In mid-February, less than 4% of people living in the EU were at least partially vaccinated against the coronavirus. That's compared with nearly 12% in the US, according to UK science publication Our World in Data. Now the EU has overtaken the US with some 60% of the bloc's residents receiving at least one dose, versus less than 58% of Americans. Among the 27-nation bloc, Italy comes out as one of the frontrunners. European authorities attribute success in Italy and elsewhere to nationalised healthcare and a history of public confidence in the safety of immunisations. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Tokyo Olympics is over. It ended when President Thomas Bach declared the games closed after the French flag was raised inside Olympic Stadium for the transition to Paris in 2024. More at townhall.com. California and Florida are used to this sort of thing, but Maryland?
Officials in Ocean City say a 12-year-old girl's injuries at a beach are consistent with a bite from a sandbar shark and would be a first for the state. Experts say there have been a few unconfirmed reports, but this would be Maryland's first confirmed nearshore ocean bite that's not fishing-related. The bite left Jordan Przyzinski with 42 stitches. Family says she was in knee-deep water when she suddenly limped out, bleeding from the leg. Jason Walker reporting.
Another bloody weekend in Baltimore. One person's dead, three others wounded in several shootings during ceasefire weekend. That's weekends that are set aside annually to attempt to discourage violence. Three shootings in Wilmington, Delaware, barely 12 hours apart. One man dead, another critically injured. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Transcribed and syndicated, heard primarily on WJZ New York from the fall of 1946 through September of the following year. It drew its cast from some of the top New York radio actors, including Mercedes McCambridge, Lawson Zerbe, Helen Shields, Wendell Holmes, and Barry Kroger. Director Anton M. Leder would later take over as the producer-director of Suspense. And the sinister host of Murder at Midnight was a former Long Island minister. Raymond Morgan had began his radio career at the Office of War Information, announcing for Radio Free Europe. He would also work on the series Gangbusters and Counterspy, and on television he was one of the announcers of Ed Sullivan's original show, Toast of the Town. So here is Morgan taking us through a dark tale that first aired on October 7, 1946.
Murder at Midnight.
gun won't do you any good. Besides, you're pointing it the wrong way.
I'm pointing it right between your eyes.
That's what I mean. I...
Midnight. The witching hour when the night is darkest. Our fear the strongest. And our strength at its lowest ebb. Midnight. When the graves gape open and death strikes. How? You'll learn the answer in just a minute in Wherever I Go. And now, Murder at Midnight. Tales of mystery and terror by Masters of the Macabre. Our story, A Study in Crime and Retribution, is by William Morwood. Its title, Wherever I Go. The music room of an old country mansion. Seated at the piano, playing with the skill of an accomplished musician, is Gordon Ormsby. Engrossed in what he is doing, he is not aware his wife, Ellen, has come in until...
For goodness sakes, Gordon, when are you going to stop that pounding?
What? Well, I thought you enjoyed music, my dear.
I do when it's well played. Oh, don't be childish. She might have a little consideration for my headache.
You and your headaches. There's nothing whatever wrong with you. The doctors have as good as told you that. It's all in your mind. The affectation of a silly rich woman.
Lucky for you, I am rich. Or where would you be now?
Someplace where I'd amount to something. I had talents when I married you, Ellen. I could have been a great musician or a great painter or a writer.
You were what you are now, what you always will be. A dilettante, a dabbler.
It's your money that ruined me, softened me up, robbed me of my ambition.
If you hate my money so much, there's nothing to prevent you walking out on it.
I will, someday.
Not if I know you. You'll stick around as long as I have a penny left. Oh, my head.
Oh, poor, poor darling.
Oh, I don't expect sympathy from you, but... Oh, when I feel like this, I could kill myself.
That would be too much to hope for.
Wouldn't it be nice for you, Gordon? Little me out of the way. And all my wicked money to spend exactly as you pleased. But don't worry. I'll live to a ripe old age. Just to spite you.
I've never thought of it before. Her dying... Never. But after that, I couldn't get it out of my head. There was so much I could do with her money. I could go abroad, study. But first, I had to get rid of her. It was dangerous even to think about, but I conceived a plan and developed it carefully, slowly, step by step. Ellen, we've got rats in the cellar. I saw signs of them today.
How awful. We must do something about it.
Ellen, have you done anything about those rats?
I ordered some stuff from the drugstore.
Well, there's only one thing that's any good, and you'll have to get a prescription for that. Arsenic. Let's eat home on Thursday, Ellen.
Oh, but it's a servant's night out, and we always go to a restaurant.
I know, but I want to try my hand at cooking up something.
Well, it's sure to be poison, but... All right.
We ate dinner at home on Thursday, the two of us alone together. Afterwards, Ellen complained of a headache and went up to her room. I followed a little later.
This is a surprise.
I brought you a cup of cocoa, my dear, to help put you to sleep.
That's suspiciously thoughtful of you, Gordon.
I'm afraid it's still too hot to drink. I'll put it down here.
What have you done to your hand?
What?
It's all bandaged up.
Oh, I scalded it in the kitchen. It's a nuisance, too. I wanted to write tonight.
What are you working on now, Shakespeare? Your memoirs?
No, dear. I don't expect to die for a while yet. No, it's a story about a girl suffering from an incurable disease who commits suicide.
Sounds morbid to me.
Oh, but it's not. I'm making it very tender and beautiful. As a matter of fact, I did mean to write the death scene tonight. With this hand, I'm... Say, Ellen, would you help me out?
How?
Well, I've got the girl's suicide note all set in my mind. I can't write with this. Would you write it down? while I dictate it?
Oh, do it yourself tomorrow.
Oh, please. It'll only take a minute. Please.
Oh, all right. Where's some paper?
Here.
But that's my very best stationery. I hate to waste it.
It won't be wasted. Ready?
Yes.
Here goes. It's, I can't stand the pain any longer. Nobody knows how much I've suffered. Death will be peaceful compared to this.
Wait a minute.
What? What's wrong?
You're going too fast.
Oh.
Death will be... What?
Peaceful compared to this. Forgive me for what I'm doing, but this is the only way out. Signed...
Yes?
Ellen.
What?
I named her that, dear, because she reminded me of you, so noble in her suffering. I thought you'd be pleased.
Well, I'm not. You'll have to think of some other name.
All right. Jane.
Jane?
You remember Jane Turner, the girl I was going with when I met you? I don't think she'd mind.
But I would. There. It's signed Ellen.
Thank you, my dear. You don't know how much this means to me.
Oh, my head's splitting.
Oh, I'm sorry. Coco? Drink it. That should end your headache. Drink it, Ellen.
Tastes queer.
Well, I couldn't find the sugar, so I sweetened it with maple syrup.
Well, I don't suppose it'll kill me.
Drink it all. Drink it all.
There. Oh.
What's the matter?
Oh, the pain. Gordon, do something. Why are you...
It won't be long now, Ellen.
You mean
that arsenic
you...
you bought for the rats.
You're mad. They'll hang you for this.
No, Ellen. Oh, no. You have left a note behind. It's a clear case of suicide. I was shaking all over. Yet my nerves had to be steady for what lay ahead of me. My own life depended on it. Music. Music. That would relax me. The piano. I raced downstairs for the music room, but before I reached it, I heard the playing. I pushed open the door. A man was sitting there. A man I'd never seen before, but was somehow vaguely familiar.
Hello.
Who are you?
Don't you know? Well,
of course not. What are you doing here?
There was nobody at the piano. I didn't think you'd mind.
Well, I do mind. How'd you get in? The door's locked.
Is it? I didn't notice.
Breaking and entering, huh? I've got a good mind to call the police.
I'm sorry you're so suspicious. Still, I realize the strain you must be under.
What do you mean by that?
I'm afraid I'm interrupting you in business vital to both of us. I'll call again some other time.
Oh, wait. You can't leave like this. At least tell me your name.
I have many different names. When the time comes, you can call me by any one of them. Goodbye.
I put the stranger out of my mind. Too much depended on the telephone call I had to make. A single slip-up now, and a rope was waiting for me. I dialed with shaking fingers. Dr. Sampson, this is Gordon Ormsby. You must come at once. Ellen is dead. I think she's taken poison.
It worked out, just as I'd planned, just as I'd hoped it would. The doctor's visit, the police, the inquest, no false moves, no suspicions. I became the sole inheritor of a large estate and a free man. I moved out of the old house and into a hotel suite in town. I don't know when it started to happen, but I first knew that something was wrong. My fingers would no longer obey me at the piano. Nothing but calm. Rather, nothing but discords. I decided that my nerves were overstrained, that I needed a rest. I figured a trip somewhere would do me good. I went to the telephone to order my car brought around first thing in the morning. But before I picked up the receiver... Yes?
I'm going with you, Gordon.
Who is this?
Your friend. I'll see you first thing in the morning.
But...
Come up here.
Operator, you cut me off. I was making a very important call.
There must be some mistake, sir. There was no call on your line.
I didn't wait. I couldn't. I left the hotel. By 11 o'clock, I was far out in the open country, driving west. The night was pitch black, and every mile I burrowed further into the darkness. Then suddenly, a terrible conviction came over me. I knew I wasn't alone.
I'm coming up front now, Gordon.
You!
I said I was coming with you.
When did you get in this car?
I've been here right along. You drive well, Gordon. A cool head and a steady hand. But then you had to have them, didn't you?
What does that mean?
I was just thinking out loud. The money's nice, but music means a lot, too, doesn't it?
Oh.
A pity that went sour on you.
Look, I don't know who you are or what you're talking about.
And yet you proved a point to Ellen. You proved that you were an artist, in a way, even though she couldn't live to appreciate it. Her death was your masterpiece.
The sweat stood out on my forehead. My mouth was dry. I didn't want it this way. One murder was enough to haunt me. But he left me with no alternative. He knew too much. Somewhere along that road, when the night was darkest, I knew I had to kill the stranger.
Yes. The mysterious stranger seems to know a great deal. Is it possible he knows even more than Gordon suspects about his plan for...
murder! At midnight.
We need to take a break, but we'll be right back with more Murder at Midnight after these messages.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most. And their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high, no plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
I took the bottle over to a booth and began putting it away. I felt better, warm inside. It was going to be all right after all. The stranger was dead, and they'd never find his body. I was in the clear with nothing to worry about.
Help a poor blind man, help a blind man.
There was something about that blind man's stick that got on my nerves. Came up to my table.
Help the old blind man, please.
Get away from here.
Please, sir, if you'd be so kind.
Will you get away?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I don't want any favors from anyone.
I said be it.
I'm going, but you shouldn't have done that.
What's going on here? What's the idea of shoving Nettie?
He was annoying me. Then I saw him. He had the blind man by the elbow and was leading him toward the door. The stranger.
What's the matter with you, mister? Who are you staring at?
There. Don't you see him?
Oh, blind Ned? What's sure?
No. The man with him, opening the door.
There's nobody with him. Blind Ned don't need nobody. He's been going in and out of here by himself for years.
But it was he. I knew it was. I'd killed him, buried him, and... Well, was he dead or wasn't he? I had to know. I drove back up the road. Over the trees and the broken weeds and the ditch through which I'd dragged the body. I walked carefully among the leaves, searching for the grave.
Hello there.
What?
What you doing?
Oh, who are you?
State trooper. Saw your car parked down the road, followed you in.
Well, I'm looking for my watch. I lost it here this afternoon at a picnic. I didn't realize it until I got home, so of course
sure,
I turned around.
Sure, sure. I'll help you.
Oh, no, please don't bother.
No bother. I got a flashlight here.
Well, it's awfully nice of you, but I don't think...
Hey, what's this?
What? Where?
Ground's all scraped up into a... Looks like a grave.
Well, what would a grave be doing here?
That's what I'd like to know. Give me a hand, will you? Fresh dirt and rocks digs easy.
Why?
What's the matter? Scared?
Oh, no. It's
down to the bottom anyhow.
Oh.
Well, I'll be...
What is it?
It's a grave, all right. But if there was ever a body in it, it's gone now.
I had only one idea after that. To get away. To get away as far away as possible. I drove like a wild man the rest of the night and all next day, stopping only for gas. Finally, I just couldn't drive any farther. I stopped at a small hotel and went up to the desk to register.
Hey, staying here, please.
I'm driving across country, and I've got to start first thing in the morning.
Certainly, Mr.
Ormsby.
Ormsby, okay. What time would you like to be called?
At daylight. And another thing, I don't want to be disturbed under any circumstances.
Yes, sir.
That's important. No matter who wants to see me on what excuse, I don't want to be disturbed.
I understand, Mr. Ormsby. Now, if you follow the boy...
The elevator doors were just closing when I saw him. He'd come in from the street and was walking across the lobby to the desk. I reached my room, dismissed the bellhop, and locked the door. With a shaking hand, I picked up the telephone.
Yes, clerk?
This is Mr. Ormsby. I thought I recognized a friend of mine in the lobby. A man about the same height and build as myself, dressed in a gray suit.
I'm afraid...
Well, he came in right after me. I haven't seen him in some time, and well, I've forgotten his name. Would you mind looking in the register and telling me what it is?
Just a minute, now, look. Here we are. Your signature, Mr. Ormsby, and then...
Yes?
I'm sorry, sir. There is something, but the name's blotted. I can't make it out.
I knew now there was no escape. I took the money from my billfold and piled it on the table. I examined my revolver to make sure it was loaded. And then I sat and waited. A few minutes before midnight, the knock came. Come in.
Hello. You act as if you were expecting me.
I was. The only thing I'm not sure about is what you want. Or rather, how much.
You should know.
All the cash I've got's on the table. Nearly $500.
Ellen left you a good deal more than that.
All right, I'll write you out a check. Name the amount.
Everything you possess.
What? Are you crazy? Do you honestly think, after the risks I took, the risks I'm still taking, I'd give everything away to a cheap blackmailer?
Murder is an expensive hobby, Gordon.
Well, not that expensive. If you want to be reasonable, say $50,000.
I'm afraid there's no compromise. And I'm not just talking about money.
Listen. This is your last chance. $50,000 or...
Or what, Gordon?
Or you don't leave this room alive.
You tried to kill me once before. Remember?
No, I lost my head. The car only stunned you and I didn't make sure that you were dead. It'll be different this time.
It's always going to be different, isn't it, Gordon? When you disposed of Ellen, you were going to lead such a rich, beautiful life.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened to it? Your music went. You couldn't play.
Shut up.
And then your heart went. You struck out at an old blind man.
Listen, you.
There isn't very much left now. Except your mind. And that's starting to go, too. Sometimes you see me, sometimes you don't.
I see you now. Large as life. But do you see this?
That gun won't do you any good. Besides, you're pointing it the wrong way.
I'm pointing it right between your eyes.
That's what I mean.
But you... Gone. Yes, gone. Nowhere in the room. Then I heard the dragging of the door. In a daze, mechanically, I opened it.
Anything wrong, mister?
What? Who are you?
The house detective. I thought I
heard... Oh, you must have seen him. He must have run past you in the corridor.
Oh.
The stranger, the man who was in my room.
Oh, I did. Hey, be careful of that gun.
Well, I had to shoot him. He was threatening me. He was standing over there when I let him have it.
Oh, yeah?
What did he look like? He's about my height and build, wearing a gray suit.
Like the one you're wearing?
Hmm? Oh. Oh, yes.
I thought so. Look.
At what?
The mirror. You shot at your own reflection.
You mean...
Now do you know who I am, Gordon?
There! Didn't you hear him?
Hear what? What are you talking about?
No. No, you wouldn't hear. Now I do know who and what he is. I know why I couldn't escape him. Here. Here, take this gun. I want to give myself up.
Give yourself up?
My name is Gordon Ormsby. I killed my wife. I poisoned her. I made it look like suicide. And there never was any trial.
Oh. I get it. Sure,
it was a perfect
sure.
crime. At least, I thought it was a perfect crime until he came into the picture.
Now, don't you worry about it one bit, Mr. Ormsby. You just come along with me.
Wait a minute. You think I'm making it up. And I'm crazy, don't you?
No,
you do think so. But it's true. Every word of it.
Sure, I got a good friend who's a doctor. You tell him...
Doctor? No. No, he won't believe me either. Nobody will believe me.
They'll all think that I'm mad. And, oh, don't you see? That's why I have to give myself up. Because that's the only way I can get away from him. If you hang me. But if you don't...
They won't, Gordon. They'll put you away. And wherever you go, I'll be there too. Remember that? Wherever you go.
Taking him firmly by the arm, the detective leads the struggling Gordon out into the corridor. A corridor that grows darker and darker until it is completely black. Somewhere in that blackness, a voice is whispering. Whispering. And it continues to whisper until it is drowned by a clock striking 12 for
murder at midnight. Kroger. With music by Charles Paul, Murder at Midnight was directed by Anton M. Leder.
Wherever I Go, from October 7th, 1946. Lead actor Barry Kroger was born in San Antonio, Texas, on October 16th, 1912, and he was first heard on radio in the 1930s on Calling All Cars and Dr. Christian, and then in the early 40s, he served as the announcer on Suspense. While performing on Broadway, Kroger was discovered by filmmaker William Wellman, and he began showing up in films beginning with that director's 1948 Cold War drama, The Iron Curtain. Kroger was great in slimy bad guy roles in films like Act of Violence, Gun Crazy, and The Dark Past. But by the early 1950s, he had transitioned to working on early television. And later in life, though, he came back to the big screen in some low-budget horror films, including 1966's Chamber of Horrors and 1971's The Incredible Two-Headed Transplant. Kroger passed away in 1991. He was 78. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, Police Headquarters and the Tommy Gun Murders. It'll begin right after this break.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
RadioSpirits.com wants to bring you around to our Dog Days of Summer Sale with William Conrad as U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon in Gunsmoke at 50% off. Go to RadioSpirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE50 to pay half price on every Gunsmoke collection today.
I don't want to hear your talk, Kircher. Let's get this over.
When this summer sale is over, it won't be back. So don't let it ride off into the sunset without you. Go to RadioSpirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE50. That's SMOKE50 at RadioSpirits.com or call 800-833-4248 to save 50% on every Gunsmoke CD box set now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
MusicRewind.com introduces Country Legends, The Guys, a unique compilation of some of the greatest country singers ever performing their best-known songs.
By mistake today, she
order Country Legends, The Guys at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and pay only $19.98. Plus, get reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code LEGENDS33. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to get this amazing 3-CD set. Remember promo code LEGENDS33 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Yesterday, we told you about HexoSkin, a sensor-loaded smart shirt for monitoring your heart rate, breathing rate, and a lot more. And it connects to a smartphone or tablet with Bluetooth. But what's the perfect application? Astronauts in space, of course. Pierre-Alexandre Fournier from HexoSkin has more.
So HexoSkin has been working with space agencies since 2011. And we've developed a system for the monitoring of astronauts in microgravity that has been operating in the International Space Station since 2019 for life science research in space. So we've been working with several companies, and Virgin Galactic is the first company who is going to launch an astronaut for short-term space mission with the AstroSkin system.
Check out HexoSkin.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Once again, we travel back more than three quarters of a century and check in on the cop drama, Police Headquarters. Enjoy.
Calling cars 12, 50, and 21. Cars 12, 50, and 21. Report to Central Station. Calling Detective Aiken. Detective Aiken in 41. Call your precinct. That's all.
Give me police headquarters. I wonder what's up now, Andy.
Something big happened the way they're ordering the boys out.
Yeah. Tong's probably cut loose in her
hand. Headquarters.
Yeah, this is Captain Aiken. What's up?
You wanted at the Crescent Garage down the east side, Captain. Mulrooney, the 10th Precinct, is on the scene.
What is it, murder?
Yeah, five of them.
Well, tell them I'm on my way. Step. Yeah, step on it, Andy.
Right.
Here we are, sir. Holy smoke, look at that crowd. Make them open up. Oh, that'll be good. You wait in the car, Andy.
This
way. Right. All right, let me through here. Come on, stand back there. Open up here. Oh, hello, Captain.
Oh, hello, Captain Aiken. How are you?
First rate, what's going on down here?
Oh, it looks like another Valentine's Day affair, Captain, except they got a copper this time.
Who?
A young fella named McGrady. He heard the shots and come running up, and they got him with a Tommy gun.
Dirty sneaking rats. Who else they get?
They got four employees at the unemployed trucking company.
Racket case, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I know just where to put my finger on this one. Where can we get away from this mob?
There's an office right over here.
Good, let's use it. Any eyewitnesses?
Well, there was a fellow on the force who was with him, with McGrady, when he was killed. He was off duty, though, at the time.
Mm-hmm. Bring him in.
Okay.
Police headquarters. Bunch of yellow rats. Hello, give me powers and identification.
Here's the man who was with McGrady.
Good. Wait till I get the fingerprint bureau.
All right, sir.
Hello, Frank. Captain Aiken. Another one of those wholesale murder cases out of the Crescent Garage. Yeah, a mix-up in the trucking racket. Killed a copper and four others. Stand by for description. All right, what's your name?
Wilbur Smith, sir. I was talking to McGrady when...
you can say that. Did you see the mugs that shot him?
Yeah, there was a big touring car, top up, and about five or six men in it.
Now, wait a minute. Frank, get the radio working for a large touring top up. What color?
Gray.
Car's gray, Frank. Five or six mugs in it. Get that going and come back to the phone. All right, Smith, tell us what happened.
Well, I was talking to Pat, who was standing over in front of the cafe there on the corner.
Pat?
Pat McGrady, the officer they killed.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Well, all of a sudden, we hear shots in the garage here, and Pat jerks out his gun and beats it in this direction. Then a car whips out of this driveway and heads up the street. Pat puts a couple of shots into it, and then they cut loose on him with a Tommy gun, and it was all over.
Yeah.
I beat it into the garage here and see four guys laying on the floor, so I grabs the phone and calls headquarters.
You recognize any of the mugs in the touring?
No, none of them.
Yeah, probably brought in from out of town for the job, in which case they'll scatter as soon as they can and get back to the sticks. Now, hold it.
Yeah.
Hello, Frank. Add this to your descriptions. The car will probably have a bullet hole or two in it. I got a hunch the killers are from out of town and will be trying to get back. Cover all airports, railroad stations, and steamship terminals. We've got to head them off.
Sit down.
Yes, sir.
What's been done in this garage affair?
All that's possible, sir. We've barricaded all roads and are searching every car. We've blocked railroad stations and steamships and airlines. We've got 1,000 men in the field right now.
And no trace of the killers?
One. We found the car abandoned. Powers went over it for fingerprints. He's checking the Department of Justice records right now. It's a new crowd, sir. Not in our files.
Did you find out what was behind all this?
Yes. I talked to the head of the unemployed truckers, and he said some mugs have been trying to make the firm pay protection money and that they'd refuse to do it.
So the racketeers think they can get away with blasting their way in, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, they can't. What is this? The city or a gangster's hangout? We're not going to fool with this thing, Aiken. I want every man put on 24-hour duty until we find these killers.
Yes, sir.
Yes? Well, just a minute. For you, Aiken.
Thanks. Captain Aiken. What's that? Oh, nice work, Powers. New ones on us, huh? Okay, keep at it.
Something new?
Yes, Powers traced two of the prints on that car through the DJ records. One of the men was Antonio Moretti, once convicted in California for arson. The other was Ward Dugan, who served 7 years in San Quentin. Neither of them has ever been in our record, sir.
All right, get after it, Aiken.
Yes, sir.
Wire California authorities, complete description. They'll probably have more dope on them than we have. Get pictures and send them my telephoto all over the country. This state won't rest, and it has those men in the death house awaiting execution.
Mark you, Captain.
I see it. All right, heck, that's fast work. Give me the commissioner. Hello, Commissioner. Just got a wire from the California authorities. Both of these men were picked up as they got off the train in San Francisco. Dugan made a break for it and was killed. They have him already, and I got a hunch that he was the guy who handled the Tommy gun. Yes, sir. I'll leave tonight, sir.
Yes, Captain?
Assign Sergeant O'Brien to my desk for a week or so and call my home and tell my wife to have my bags packed. I'm going after the rat who killed Patrick McGrady.
We'll be back with more from police headquarters right after these messages.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey, Tech It Out listeners, get ready to jot down a special code to help you earn a free night stay in a hotel, courtesy of Hotels.com. As you may know, the Hotels.com app offers a stay 10 nights, get a night for free feature, which I love. But if you use this code and book a hotel room by August 6th, you'll earn double the number of reward stamps on your stays. So if you book two nights, you'll receive four reward stamps. Use the code TECHITOUTDOUBLE on the Hotels.com app for double the stamps towards a free stay. To take advantage of this, again, you've got until August the 6th to book a hotel through the Hotels.com app and stay somewhere by January 31st, 2022 for no longer than 5 nights. The offer is available to the first 500 customers. The code again is TECHITOUTDOUBLE. So be sure to download the Hotels.com app. Happy travels.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible. Because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, 12 packs of True Red ballpoint pens are just 97 cents, and binders are only $1.88 each. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 9/18. Prices may vary online.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture the DQ Reese's Extreme Blizzard. That's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Reese's Pieces, plus peanut butter topping and chocolatey topping mixed in world-famous DQ soft serve. Now picture yourself digging in. To express the excitement you'll feel, I'm talking in all caps, because it's a capital E Extreme treat with all the Reese's flavor you could dream of. Underline, exclamation point. Try the DQ Reese's Extreme Blizzard and take Reese's and DQ love to a whole new level. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And now back to Police Headquarters on When Radio Was.
Yes?
Chief Nelson?
Yes?
I'm Captain Aiken.
Well, how do you do? We've been expecting you, Captain. Sit down.
Thanks.
Have a nice trip?
Yeah, had a long one.
Well, we've got your man for you, Aiken.
Good. You received the extradition papers, didn't you, Chief?
Yes, got them by airmail this morning.
Well, Moretti is only two steps from the gallows right now.
Big case?
Yeah, the biggest manhunt our department has engaged in several years. I want to thank you fellows out here for the cooperation you've given us.
Oh, that's all right. Smoke?
No, thanks.
When are you leaving?
In the morning.
Come alone?
Yes.
You fellows back east don't have much information on Moretti, do you?
No.
If you had, you'd have sent four men to take him back.
Four men? Why?
Moretti's a bad hombre.
I can take care of him all right.
I've no doubt that you can handle Moretti. It's his mob that I'm worrying about.
You think they'll try to spring him?
Think it? I know it.
Well, it makes you so sure.
Moretti has a lot of money behind him. Big money.
Mm.
He has a lot of friends who'd think nothing of pulling a regular massacre to get him free.
Why haven't they tried it before now?
For the simple reason that he's been too well guarded. As soon as they find out that you're taking him back alone, they're going to try to spring him sometime during the trip east.
Mm.
They should have sent someone with you, Aiken.
Well, they did give me a private car. That'll help some. And I have the usual supply of leg irons and chains.
Well, I wish you luck. Oh, yes, there's something else. We're delivering another prisoner to your estate, a hot check artist named Turner.
Mm.
Maybe you'd like to take him along as sort of anchor for Moretti, chain them together, huh?
All right with me. Good idea sometimes to have a drag on another prisoner.
All right. We'll meet you at the depot 5 minutes before train time. And Aiken.
Yes?
Keep your eyes and ears open.
I will, Chief.
There you are, Captain. Bring him over here, boys.
Oh, right on time, I see.
Yes. Where's your private car?
Now, this one right here.
All right, men, bring him up. This is Moretti, Captain Aiken.
Oh, I was expected to see a man, not a rat.
Yeah, shut your face, copper.
I can see you two are going to get along just fine.
Yeah.
This is Turner, the forger. He's chained to Moretti.
Okay.
Now, if you'll just sign for these men.
All right, here you go. Well, Chief Nelson, these men are under my responsibility now.
Yes, and I'm glad to get them off my hands. Watch them like a hawk, Aiken. They're mean, both of them.
I'll watch them, Chief. Well, step aboard, boys. I think the prosecutor will be mighty glad to see both you men. Now, so long, Chief. When you come east, look us up.
I'll do that, Aiken. Keep an eye on those men now.
Okay, Chief. They're as good as convicted right now.
Expected, I guess.
How's yours, Moretti?
Moretti's asleep.
Oh, yeah. Too bad you got to be traveling with a rat like him, Turner.
Well, I'm getting what I deserve. My wife tried to tell me where I was heading, and she found out I was passing those checks.
Mm.
How far are we now?
About halfway.
What are we doing, Pleasanton?
Pleasanton? Why?
We take on water there, and I'd like to get a breath of fresh air.
Sorry, Turner, but I got to keep you chained to Moretti. If it was you alone, I'd be glad to let you take a breather, but Moretti has to be watched.
Okay, Captain. When do we get there?
Well, we're slowing down for the stop now.
Maybe you could open the door at each end of the car. Let new air in here. It's getting pretty stuffy.
Well, I can do that. There. How's that?
Better. A lot better.
Well, I'd better shut him now.
Put him up, Copper!
Say,
what's up? Up high, Copper!
Oh, a jail delivery, huh? I should have known that you were the one to watch Turner. I'm ready to ask me to open that door. I'd have told him to go to blazes.
What are you talking about, Copper?
Oh, don't try to cover him up. I know he's working with you. Why didn't you bring a mob? 5 men are hardly enough.
You better shut up and get those keys out. We're taking Moretti with us. Come on, boys. Come on in.
No, you're not getting away with this. You're not getting away with this.
Ah, you ain't got a chance, eh? Give me them keys.
Not a chance, Mark.
Trying to get funny with me, huh? Get his keys, boys.
All right, put them up. You're
hey, whatever.
All of it. Come on, pick them up. Come on in. Boys.
Holy smoke, the dicks.
Federals, if it makes any difference to you. Hurt you much, Cap?
Not much. Say, what's coming off around here? Things are happening too fast for me.
Take it easy, Captain. I have 7 men here. We've been after these mugs for a year. It was this gang that pulled your garage murders. Chain them together, boys.
Yeah, but how'd you know they were getting on the train back there? How'd you fellows happen to be here?
Why, we've been on the train since you left, just waiting for something like this.
Huh?
We had the car here wired so we'd know if anyone came in. When we got the signal, we...
Signal? From who?
Why, from Frank Turner here.
Turner? You mean that hot check passer?
Yeah, only he's not a hot check passer. He happens to be the Western Director of the Department of Justice.
Police headquarters? Okay, Captain. Hello, Tim. Order 2 patrols and a motorcycle escort to the Union Station. Captain Aiken's arriving with 6 prisoners. Police headquarters?
Known as the Tommy Gun Murders, and it originally aired in syndication in 1932. I'm Greg Bell, and my question this time is about the star of our first one. Well, in Murder at Midnight, we heard Barry Kroger, and I mentioned afterwards that he did a fair amount of television work in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Well, in a 1967 episode of the Don Adams-led comedy Get Smart, Kroger played Mr. Peter, the Fat Man, spoofing another character from the classic film The Maltese Falcon. Do you recall who played that role in the movie? I'll tell you and wrap up when radio was right after this break. It's
now or never. Revel in decade of hits, the 60s. A collection of 75 of the most popular songs of the 1960s. Brought to you by MusicRewind.com. Or decade of hits, the 60s, now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping with promo code BONUS33.
MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code BONUS33 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
RadioSpirits.com wants to bring you around to our Dog Days of Summer Sale with William Conrad as U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon in Gunsmoke at 50% off. Go to RadioSpirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE50 to pay half price on every Gunsmoke collection today.
I don't want to hear your talk, Kircher. Let's get this over.
When this summer sale is over, it won't be back. So don't let it ride off into the sunset without you. Go to RadioSpirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE50. That's SMOKE50 at RadioSpirits.com or call 800-833-4248 to save 50% on every Gunsmoke CD box set now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high-contrast touchscreen is Pantone-validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland-certified for eye care, and features a precision-engineered 360-degree ergo-lift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Barry Kroger spoofing the fat man on the 1960s TV sitcom Get Smart. I asked you who played that character in the original film, 1941's The Maltese Falcon. The answer, Sidney Greenstreet. I'm Greg Bell, and we are done. Please visit us, though, at the website, winradiowas.com. Until next time.
Chad Benson Show.
The Dana Show.
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.